Another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
Snitzler has two running backs on either one of his shoulders. He's going to keep it himself. Pushes Harpham through the hole, then bounces to the outside, runs through one tackle, has the sideline, and he's going to take it to the house. A 48-yard run on third and short for Snitzler. Preston Snitzler.
Today, the D2 state playoffs continue in Kennesaw as the Blue Devils welcome in the Randolph Cardinals. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Sports Club.
They're just outside the five-yard line. Will be first and goal. This is probably the last play of the first quarter. And it's going to be handed off to Snitzler. Snitzler, a little stiff arm, bounces to the outside, lunges for the end zone, and is in for the touchdown.
Kennesaw is back to full strength as they look for their ninth straight win. Randolph is equally solid on the ground, and a win would send them to their second straight quarterfinal. It's the Cardinals and Blue Devils coming up next, but first in the New Tech Seat pregame show, we'll take you live to Kennesaw with Randy Bushcart and Don Lease right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone. A beautiful day for football. Round two of the Class D2 state football playoffs. We're at Blue Devil Stadium here in Kennesaw as the Devils playing host here to the Randolph Cardinals. A couple of teams that look very much like each other. Both teams really want to run the ball. Both have a pair of brothers that are going to be doing most of the running and are pretty good sized up front. This should be a great battle from two teams that really want to do exactly the same thing to each other going through here. I'm Randy Bushcutter. With me is my color guy, Don Lease. And Don, we were kind of talking about it. These two teams really have the same strategy. They have the same outlook. They really look a lot alike when they're going to tee it up here in about a half hour or so.
Yeah, they do, Randy. You look at the starting lineups for these guys. You know, their lines 220, 225, 245 for Randolph. And then you look over here at Kennesaw and you go 200, 235, 255, for the front guys. And then their backs, 180 to 195 pounds for Kennesaw, 150 to 220 or 215 pounds for Randolph. They both love to run the football. It's going to be a fun game tonight.
Randolph 7-2 on the season. Don't really have the tradition, really, that Kennesaw has had over the years. And the Devils, very, very hot. They've won eight straight games. They are 8-1 on the season. They got here by defeating Meridian at home, 54-26 last week. Randolph also at home defeated Bancroft Rosalie. Very similar score, 54-14. So the Cardinals win at 54-14 and Kennesaw 54-26 winners against Meridian. But again, last week, Kennesaw had to do it without their top rusher coming into that game, and that is Austin Snitzler. But Snitzler is going to be back this week after being healed up from the concussion, and certainly they're going to need him today.
Yeah, definitely, Randy. You know, you get into the second round of stuff, and you start kind of weeding out some teams and so on and so forth, and you got to have your best players out there. And Austin's one of the best players on Kennesaw's football team. And, you know, offensively and defensively, they're going to need him as he plays linebacker for them also. So they're going to need him both offensively and defensively.
So for Kennesaw, Austin Snitzler back with his 1,182 yards on the season and 27 touchdowns. He was the leading rusher until the huge week last week by Preston Snitzler, his younger brother. Preston now has 1,350 yards, about 150 yards per ball game, and he's got 23 touchdowns on the year for Randolph. The Lobergs are the ones that are really going to be toeing the line here. Dylan has 1,511 yards and 25 touchdowns, and Drew, who will block for him mostly, he's got 709 yards and 14 touchdowns. So, again, both teams want to run downhill, have some size. And I think Kennesaw maybe has a little bit more speed, but that size advantage might be, because of the running backs being a little bit bigger, might be the advantage of Randolph.
Yeah, it could be, Randy. Like you said, you know, they're running back 225 or 215 pounds, and his brother's leading the way at 180 pounds, so it's going to be, a good test for Kennesaw coming into this one. But like you said, Kennesaw's got some good speed. The Schnitzler boys are fast, and they're pretty big up front also. So this will be a very, very interesting game tonight.
You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Starker, New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with the two head coaches. We'll talk in a few moments with Craig Schnitzler from Kennesaw. But after this break, we'll talk with Mark Leach, the head coach of the Randolph Cardinals, right after this timeout.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for Randolph Kennesaw here on Classic Hits. Mark Leach, the head coach of the Cardinals, a program that has had a lot of success in boys' sports here recently, whether it's bouncing the basketball or running the football. But, Mark, it seems like each year the numbers for the school have went down. You've got a good roster of boys here, but you have dropped down to D2 this year. Has that affected you guys at all?
Well, you know, it's been kind of interesting. The biggest effect for dropping down is that we just don't know our opponents as well. We're playing the same quality of people, and a couple of teams around us dropped down, but really just the different schools and the different athletes, we got to get used to a whole new schedule. And it's been a little bit of an adjustment, but game of football is always the same.
Well, you've got a football team that has seen some quality opponents this year. You're 6-2 in the regular season, get the nice win last week, able to score some points, got a good running back. Tell us a little bit about your football team. Start with the offense, and then tell us what you like to do defensively.
Well, offensively, we're kind of a power team. We have, like you said, Dylan Loberg, our senior running back. He's a special athlete. He does a lot for us, and his brother plays running back and quarterback for us as well, Drew. We've got some people that have been starting 3-4 years, so with this kind of a team that's kind of come together, we're more of a run first team, but we can throw it if we have to, but pretty much based on our guys up front and how well we can move the ball. Defensively, we take a lot of pride in shutting people down. Last week's game against Bancroft, you know, they put up over 100 a week before, and that's all we talked about all week, was trying to cut down that number and limiting their score. So you know, we like to play a little bit of smash-mouth football, and if you look at all the remaining teams that are in the playoffs, you better be able to, because everybody's pretty big and everybody likes to play power football.
True Northeast Nebraska football. Haven't had to vary from that at all over the last few years, have you?
No, and, you know, we had a four-year starter graduate last year, quarterback, and we just kind of like to try to plug some new kids in. They know the system, and it's worked out pretty good.
What about you're going to see a game today that's got two of D2s. There's so many great running backs, which you talked about, Dylan. You see that they've got the Schnitzler boys on the other side. Does that make it easier to get ready when your defense has been going against him all year?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, our guys don't like to tackle him, but it kind of prepares you, and it also, you know if you can bring him down in practice, you know you can bring down about anybody, but you know, we don't kid ourselves. We've seen some good running backs, and there's a lot left out there. So we know that we got to get these guys to the ground. The biggest difference is normally a lot of times we'll hit them, or other opponents will hit them, but they don't get them to the ground. So, you know, one contact isn't all it takes.
Talking with Mark Leach, head football coach at Randolph. Let's talk a little bit about the line. You've got some boys with some size up front, and Loberg's going to get more yards when they can do the blocking, and obviously they've got the job done for you.
Yeah, we've got kind of three new starters. We graduated the line out last year, but these guys have played a lot of football. And with our center, Jacob Rath, doing a real nice job. And it seems like, you know, everybody knows what we do, so they all are going to stack up in there and try to stop the run. So they got their jobs just a little bit tougher. we've been rotating a few guys at guard, and it's worked out real well, and we've kind of got through the injuries that way, and all healthy now, and pretty much got a set of three or five guys, depending upon our formation, to open the way for our backs.
Mark, you talked about having to start a new quarterback this year after replacing a four-year starter. And like most teams, like Kennesaw, like a lot of these teams in eight-man that can run it, you don't have to throw it. You've had comfortable wins most of the time. Deeper into the playoffs, we see some play-action passing or whatever you choose to use. What would you say about your passing game?
Well, you know, we've been trying to keep it so it's sharp so we don't have to just go to it in you know, last resort. We've got two different kids that alternate a quarterback, and their numbers are we haven't had to throw it a lot. But when we do, we can kind of get them in a groove with some swings and some screens and some easier throws. But, you know, many people have wondered about the two quarterbacks and if they can, you know, one does one well, the other. And we try to keep them both sharp and keep them so they can both throw or pass. But it is a challenge when you get up a lot of points and you score a lot, so you don't necessarily get to work on that in game time decisions.
What about what you see from Kennesaw? As we said, they pretty much line it up and run it right at you. You see anything different?
No, and they're big up front, and they pull a lot, and they basically tell you where they're going to go, and they go there. And they've had a lot of success with that. Their quarterback, you know, he's a real good runner on his own accord. So, you know, you can't give up on him thinking that he's just going to hand the ball off. And they're different sets. And the biggest thing with them is that they're not afraid to get two, three, four guys out in front of the play.
Mark Leach with us, head football coach at Randolph. Is this a case of where you kind of got to smack the pads here in the first quarter and make adjustments, or do you think you'll know where you're at after the first couple series?
Well, no, you're going to have to go out there and kind of adjust. We've been preaching to our kids all year. We practice one thing all week, and then the team's going to come out, and they're going to adjust, and you have to adjust with them. And it might be a totally different blocking scheme or a different defense, but yeah, we're going to have to make some adjustments. We think we know kind of what we do well, and we're going to lean on that. And I'm sure they know what they do well, and they're going to lean on that. And it's going to be kind of who can kind of survive what bad happens. It seems like there's always something. And Kennesaw seems to block punts and get some good field position there. So, you know, we're going to have to weather through any kind of storms like that and try to do our own little thing.
That's where I wanted to go next, Mark, because you can really turn the field when it's only 80 yards. If you can kick it off into the end zone, make guys start at the 15. You haven't had to punt very often. But when you have, Dylan's done a great job for you, averaging over 42 yards.
Yeah, he's a great punter. And it's kind of funny because we haven't had to punt that much. But ever since he's been a freshman, it's just been a natural for him. He can really boom it, and you know, last week at the playoff game, we were into the wind, and he punted it low and flat into the wind, and it's just like you're supposed to. But the special teams is just huge in eight man. I see more kickoff returns for touchdowns. Somebody gets in the open space, and it is tough to get a kid, you know, on your roster that can kick it in the end zone consistently. But I think Kennesaw's biggest strength is they put both those Snister boys back there on that punt return, and they're just dangerous. They're hard to tackle, and one blocks for the other, and they just flip the field really quick.
Coach, finally, this group of the seniors that you have back got to taste a pretty nice run into the playoffs last year. Has that been the calling card? Did you figure maybe you would get a couple bumps along the way? What were your expectations, and how have those panned out so far?
Well, our expectations are we set our goals back at camp when we went this summer, too. We always want to make the playoffs, but we want to host a game. Last year, we got to host a playoff game in that first round. That makes such a difference. And then to win one on the road, so, yeah, that – you know, we don't necessarily think we're going to go in and beat everybody, but we want to set the expectation where we're not just content with making it no more. So we want to get out there where we can actually compete. And I think last year when we went beyond that step of just winning that one game and actually getting on the road and winning, gave the kids something to kind of push for this year. So we're going to kind of lean on that. Now our next thing is no matter what happens next week, if we win, we're home. Now that's our push right now is we want to get another home game, one more home game.
Well, as you said, it would mean a W, and that's all anybody's looking for this time of the year. So, Mark, thanks for giving us a little preview of your football team, and best of luck today.
Thank you very much.
That's Randolph head football coach Mark Leach with us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll chat with Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, chatting with Kennesaw head football coach Craig Schnitzler as they get ready to take on the Randolph Cardinals and a little bit closer to full strength. Coach, we talked last week about surviving against Meridian, and it was a battle in the first half. You wore them down, you won the football game, and you're a little bit different looking team as we get ready for this one.
Yeah, it really was a good win for us last week. We had some kids step up in positions they hadn't been playing and did just an excellent job for us. And it was a shaky start. You know, we got down 14-6. Then Carson Woodman made a great block on a punt, and we were able to get a touchdown out of that, off that block punt, and kind of really got us going and kind of got us in control of the game. And I think we just, you know, just coming straight at them like we did wear them down as the game went. So it was a great win, you know, and I think it gives us confidence going to tonight's game against Randolph, because, you know, I think we built some depth. We're going to get Austin back, and hopefully we get Isaiah back, and with the kids that stepped up, you know, we just feel really good about where we're at this point.
Coach, from the naked eye, it doesn't look like you have to do a whole lot of formations and different offensive plays, and you talk about the punt block. As the year progresses, are you able to spend more time on other things besides the offense, or do you keep it balanced every practice as you would have back in week one?
We try to keep things very similar. You know, the thing about football is it's repetition, and so we don't change a lot of things. We go through the same routines every day. The kids could write the script pretty much on a daily basis, but mainly it's just continue to work on the footwork, the execution. And we'll tweak some things. We'll throw in some different formations and different sets and work on those during the week. But for the most part, things are pretty consistent, and we just get a lot of reps in.
Craig Schnitzler, head football coach at Kennesaw, joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Nice article in the Journal Star this past week about you and your family. That's not rare. But one little tweak, now that C is not playing on the same night as D, you kind of get to have the whole family together. Is that nice?
Yeah, that is. Yep, it is. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I know we'll have a lot of family here, and just excited to see how the kids respond and how we play.
Of course, father, grandfather Bob, he can split his time between Kennesaw and Battle Creek right now, but this comes down to a lot of talk about the running backs. We just talked with Coach Leach about what they have. They've got the Paralobergs. You've got your boys. What's from on tape do you see that's – how similar are they? How different are they?
Well, probably one difference is one's a lot bigger than what we have. But our guys, Preston Austin, aren't small. You know, they're 195 and 180, and the Loberg kids are, I think, 215 and 180. Styles are pretty similar. You know, they get a lot of yak yards after contact, and you know, all four of them, they run well, they see holes, they set their blockers up well, and so it's going to be a great battle.
As you're at this point of the season, as we kind of touched on about repetition and getting things done, and then you've touched on the depth for me already here, is there anything that you add during a week like this or that you may use more than you did earlier in the year?
Well, you know, we'll try to, as we evaluate film of our opponent, if we see some things that we feel we can exploit or attack, out of maybe a formation or a set that we haven't been really practicing, we'll put that in and have it ready for that game and kind of see how it goes. But really, you know, at this point, we've got a lot of film on them and they've got a lot of film on us, and it just comes down to execution.
As you take a look at that, Coach Leach says that he's got a nice line, but they're pretty much all new. You've got a little bit more experience along your line. Do you think you got an advantage there?
You know, at this point, it's hard to say. I think both lines are very good at what they do. Our kids, I think we pull well. They run well. We might have an advantage there with the footwork as far as getting people out in front of our backs. But otherwise, size is about the same, and they're playing juniors and seniors just like we are. So they might be inexperienced a little bit, but you're talking about the ninth game of the season. So, everybody's played a lot of football, they're just both great lines, and something's got to give.
Last Minute with Craig Schnitzler, head football coach at Kennesaw. I talked about it with Coach Leach. Will you have to see what the first two series are like in this football game? Sometimes you can't evaluate everything on film, speed, how hard a kid hits. Do you assess things after the first couple of drives?
Yeah, you do. And then you touched on it correctly. It's film does not show how fast a team is or a player is, and so you got to evaluate those things, and we're going to make adjustments, and they'll make adjustments, and it just might be on angles, of getting to the ball carrier or executing that way, because you just don't know on film. They look fast, but you don't know, and they usually player teams are faster than what they look on film, and so you make adjustments. And I know we did last week. We got hit real quick right out of the gate with some plays, but the kids responded, and when they came back to try to run those plays, we shut them down. So we did a much better job after that first half of the first quarter, and you just execute, you keep playing hard, you stay the course, and you focus on what you got to do.
Well, let's see if we can get those buses gassed up and use them next Tuesday, okay?
Yeah, that's right. It'll be, if we can get a victory, we're on the road no matter what happens.
It'll be some familiar foes, but we've got to get past the Cardinals of Randolph. And, Craig, let's see if we can get that done tonight. Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
That's Craig Schnitzler, head football coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils, and we'll be back with the starting lineups and more after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Welcome back here to Kennesaw. Time now for our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Begin first of all for the Randolph Cardinals, who defeated Bancroft Rosalie last week 54-14. They're now 7-2 on the season. The starting lineup for head coach Mark Leach is Jacob Rath, a 5'11", 245-pound senior. He'll start on the offensive and defensive lines. Patrick Olson, also a senior, 5'10", 220 pounds. Again, will start on the line both ways. Denton Cool is a junior, 6 foot, 180 pounds. He'll start on the offensive line and at defensive end. Running back and linebacker will be Seth Lackus, a 6'3 senior, 225 pounds. Drew Loberg will be the quarterback and defensive back. He is just a sophomore, 5'9", 150 pounds. Logan Nordhues, a sophomore, 6'3", 180 pounds, will play on the defensive end and will be on the offensive line. Dylan Loberg, a senior, 5'11", 215 pounds, and a senior, as I mentioned, running back and linebacker. And the quarterback, defensive back for the Randolph Cardinals will be Mason Stubbs, just a sophomore. He's 5'11", 155 pounds. Now for Kennesaw, comes in with a record of 8-1. They won 8 straight games. They defeated Meridian to make it to the next round. They defeated Meridian last week 54-26. And for head coach Craig Schnitzler, Wyatt Woodman will play defensive end and defensive end, tight end and defensive end. He is a 197-pound senior, Red Johnson will play on the offensive line. He is a junior, 200 pounds. Zach Edwards will start on the offensive and defensive lines, a 245-pound senior. At guard and defensive lineman will be Carson Woodman, a 220-pound junior. Jake Brunk will play tight end and defensive end, a junior. He's 195 pounds. Austin Snitzler, linebacker and I-back, back in the lineup. He is a senior and 192 pounds. Keaton Harpin will play fullback and defensive back. He's 180 pounds and a junior. Also a junior is the quarterback, Preston Snitzler. He'll also play linebacker. He's 175 pounds for his father, Craig Snitzler. Again, your starting lineup's brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And again, statistically looking at things here for Randolph, leading rusher, as we mentioned earlier, is Dylan Loberg. He's got 25 touchdowns to go with 1,511 yards. He's averaging about 168 yards per game. Drew Loberg will do much of the blocking, but he'll carry the ball some. He's averaging about 79 yards a game. He's got 709 yards on the season and 14 touchdowns. So the Lobergs will do the carrying for Randolph. For Kennesaw, of course, it'll be the Snitzlers. Austin Snitzler back in the action after suffering that concussion against Elwood in the last game of the regular season. He's run for 1,182 yards and 27 touchdowns. His brother now is the leading rusher on the team, running for 1,350 yards, about 150 yards per game. He's got 23 touchdowns, does Preston Snitzler. And so those are kind of the statistics. And some of the guys we look at will say Snitzler and Loberg a whole lot of times tonight, Don Lees.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you combine those, you know, guys up, you know, with the Snitzler boys, you know, almost 2,500 yards rushing between the two of them. And then you go to Loberg's on Randolph's side, Randy, and they, you know, about 2,300 yards rushing also. So this is going to be a heck of a football game. They got some big guys up front, and they got some good backs.
And let's get you updated on a few games that are going on around the state. We already have a final that was on our sister station, The Breeze, 94-5. Hemingford at home held off Blue Hill 12-6, a pretty good defensive battle in Class D1. So Hemingford now will take on the winner of the game that's going to be heard coming up here in a little bit. Kickoff at 6 o'clock, and pregame will be at 5:30 on KXPN 1460 as Doug Duda is out in Fullerton as Fullerton the Warriors will play host to Amherst. Fullerton, the 2 seed. Amherst is the 7 seed. We'll have that game for you on ESPN 1460. And then at the conclusion of this game, we will put on the FM that game. Fullerton and Amherst will be coming up. And then after that, we will have our scoreboard show at the conclusion of Doug's call from Fullerton. Elsewhere in Class D2, Sandhill Stedford now has racked up the last 3 touchdowns, and now they lead Elwood 36-22. That game is at halftime, and Stewart right now is trailing Fall City Sacred Heart. The Shamrocks have a 44-14 lead. Excuse me, the Irish, rather, have a 44-14 lead over Stewart. So the number 7 seed right now pulling up the upset on the road at Stewart. It's Fall City Sacred Heart 44 and Stewart 14. Again, here on Classic Hits 98.9, we'll deliver the scores. Valentino's of Kearney will deliver right to your door. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's delivers in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll continue with more of the New West. We'll continue with more of the pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed right after this timeout.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests.
Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
At the polls.
And welcome back here to Blue Devil Stadium. National Anthem just wrapping up, so we'll also wrap up our New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It is a beautiful night for football, 66 degrees. The sun is beginning to set. We still have the sun, and Kennesaw will be heading into that sun on an east-west field here. They will be heading to the west as they will get the opening kickoff here to start the game. Field is in great condition. Again, it's kind of shirt sleeve weather out there. People have the sweatshirt next to them. May not be wearing it just yet, but a great night for football. Tonight's field conditions brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. And I thought it was interesting, Don Lease, that Kennesaw won the toss. They wanted the football to get on the board first.
Yeah, they did, Randy. They want to get out there and establish something right away, so they took the ball right off the bat here, going from east to west. They'll be going into the sun, but they wanted to get the football right off the bat.
And Dylan Lohberg doing the kicking off. He's one of the best kickers you're going to find in football in this state, not just in Class D2, as he averages over 42 yards per punt. Here he puts his foot into it, and he's going to punch it about 9 yards deep into the end zone. So that is not even close to somebody being able to get to it, and that'll be a touchback. And so Kennesaw, not too surprised, I'm sure, starting at the 15-yard line, because they knew coming in Lohberg was a pretty good kicker.
Yeah, you know, when you got that, they both were standing right there about the 4-yard line, Randy. They just kind of both looked up there at the ball going over their head, and they'll just take it right here at the 15.
You know, when I pitched, not too many outfielders on my team ever had to move either, because the ball was sailing over their head just like that. Out of the shotgun formation is going to come Snitzler, and Preston's going to keep it himself. His big brother's going to be his lead blocker. Goes right up the middle, breaks through, and he's going to bounce it to the outside. He's at the 40, at the 30. No one's going to get him, and it's 65 yards, the first play of the game, and Preston Snitzler gets the Blue Devils on the board.
Yeah, just a nice run by Preston Snitzler following his blocks there, Randy. And the guys up front, he really only got touched just a little bit there, but when he got it, gained about five, six yards on the play, and then broke loose there and just went on down and for the touchdown.
The last guy that really had a chance at him was erased by a nice block by Austin Snitzler, mm-hmm. and Austin took him out. Preston then just went right up the middle and is able to punch it in for the touchdown. Now Austin will try to add the extra point, as Keaton Harpin will do the holding here. And they're going to kick for the single point here. And it's interesting that that was the difference in the game against Elmwood, was an extra point kicked by Austin Snitzler on the last game of the regular season. And the officials here are giving an indication about somebody being eligible or something here, but they're telling Kennesaw. I don't think Kennesaw is too surprised at the
yeah.
I think they know who's eligible
exactly.
out there.
Yep.
And they don't really need to know. Well, we're taking a little bit of time here, and now we're all set and ready to go. The white hat now blows the ball ready for play, and after the 65-yard run by his little brother, Austin Snitzler, will try to tack on the extra point. Harpin will do the holding here. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is a line drive kick. It is up high, and it is good. 7-0. Kennesaw is on the board. Their very first time they touch the ball from spot. Well, first time they touch the ball.
Yep.
They take it 65 yards for the score, and now it's their turn to give the ball over to Randolph, as it'll be Kennesaw kicking off to the Cardinals. The Blue Devils lead it 7-0. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Well, Snitzler will kick it off here. Actually, after his brother kicked the extra point, it'll be Preston that does the honors here. And back deep for Randolph is going to be Drew Lohberg, as well as Landon Anderson. So here comes Snitzler after his team went up 7-0. Kind of a knuckleball kick. It's going to hit about the 5, bounce high, and that's going to go into the end zone or not. No, it's just short of it. No, it does go in the end zone. I thought it was in there, and the official waited until it was fielded by Loberg before he blew it dead. But usually if that ball goes in the end zone, you don't have to worry about who fields it. But it was touched in the field of play, so I guess that was a live ball.
Yep. So it kind of tipped it and then went back for it, Randy, there. And by the time he got it, he corralled it. It was about a yard or two in the end zone, and then they blew it dead.
It was a live ball, but the momentum carried it into the end zone.
Yep.
So it was eligible for Kennesaw to recover it.
Yep.
However, nobody could return it out of the end zone. So under center here is going to be Stubbs. Now the I formation. He's looking to throw, trying to set up the screen, and Kennesaw's going to get the sack. Austin Snitzler right up the middle, and he's able to grab Mason Stubbs for the sack. And that's going to drop him back to about the 6-yard line. That'll be a loss of 9 on the play.
Yeah, just nice play there by Austin. But I think Landon Anderson for Randolph, Randy, was trying to get off the line of scrimmage, and they were bumping him right off the bat, so he couldn't get out there. And then Austin Snitzler did a great job of getting in there and making the sack.
You know, there's some size up front for Randolph, and on the outside, Kennesaw does have the size advantage. They're going to hand the ball off to Loberg. Loberg cuts to the inside and is going to get driven out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 4, but it's going to set up 3rd and very long here for Randolph.
Yep, as he just took the pitch coming this way, Randy, the handoff, deep handoff coming this way. Kennesaw did a really good job of kind of stringing it out. He picks up 4 on the play, but they did a real good job up front.
Well, they lost about 9 the first play, so we're going to call this 3rd and 15. They got to get out to the 25, and then back end of the football is at the 10. So it's not a full 15, but it's pretty close to it. And they're going to go Wildcat here. There to get the snap is going to be Drew Loberg as they spread things out. Loberg looking to the right now. It looks like he wants to throw. Will throw. Coverage out there. The pass is complete and wide open. Nobody around him is going to be Landon Anderson. And Anderson, he's going to take it the distance for the touchdown. 70 yards on the pass. And Landon Anderson will get Randolph on the board.
Yeah, as you know, they kind of went in that Wildcat, you know, or the three guys on this side here, Randy, and then he rolled out to the right side. He had one receiver on the right side. Kennesaw did a good job of putting some pressure on him, but he kind of eluded that pressure and then hit Landon, who was it, Randy?
Anderson,
Landon Anderson down the field there. But he, you know, created that by, you know, buying a little bit of time also.
And again, you got to respect the running ability. Out of the shotgun formation here is going to be Dylan Loberg. Loberg is going to run, and he's going to be stopped short of the goal line on the two-point conversion. So the try for 2 is no good. And so Kennesaw still holds on to the lead, but it's been cut down to a single digit. We've only played a minute, and both teams have hit big plays. And right now it's 7-6. Kennesaw with the lead. Randolph will be kicking off when we come back right after this.
He's at the 30, 20, 10, touchdown. The home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Kroll Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland. The IMT Group and you, a team that can't be beat.
Well, Drew Loberg out of that Wildcat formation, able to connect with Landon Anderson on a 70-yard strike. And again, he's no stranger to throwing the ball. They've only thrown the ball 60 times as Randolph on the season. 16 of those have come out of the Wildcat formation for Drew Loberg.
Yeah, and then he just bought some time there, and he did a good job of buying some time on that one, too.
So Landon Anderson gets the touchdown kick. This is going to be picked up by Snitzler at about the 5-yard line. A little stiff arm here by Preston. Preston is able to bring it across the 20-yard line, so a little bit better starting field position as just running up the field. Made one guy miss, and then here came a whole flock of Cardinals. And pretty good field position, just getting what he could out of it, was Preston Snitzler.
Yep, and this time the kick wasn't as high. It was kind of a low line drive, Randy, and it bounced about the 20. He picks it up, deeper than that, but he did a good job of making the first guy miss, like you said, but then by the time he tried to make the second and third guy miss, there was quite a few Cardinals right there.
Well, tough act to follow. Last time Preston Snitzler took a snap, he took it 65 yards for the score. This time he's going to hand it off to Austin, and Austin's going to go off that left guard area and then get shoved back, but he's going to get forward progress and a gain of about 6.
Yep, just taking the handoff, going to his left side, and then he saw a little bit of daylight coming back here to the right, kind of cut it back across the grain, Randy, there, and picks up about 6 yards on the play.
Well, that time he didn't have the benefit of himself being his lead blocker, which really sprung things on that long run. First play from scrimmage here for Kennesaw. Blue Devils lead at 7-6, where you got 10:20 to go, quarter number one, as both teams have scored on big plays in their opening drives. Off that left side, now cutting it back across the grain is going to be Austin Snitzler. Snitzler gained a couple of yards and then found kind of a little extra space there running hard. They're going to shove him back, but they're going to give him forward progress to enough to have a first down, I believe. It's going to be awfully close.
Going to be, yep, and they just signaled the first down. But just nice tough run. Austin getting the ball, coming to the right side, Randy. Leading out there was Wyatt Woodman. He was blocking for him, and he did a good job of getting enough of a block there. But Austin did a good hard run there, going to the right side, picking up the first down.
And, again, pretty patient, too. It followed these blockers and then kind of found that open area. So it'll be first and 10, handoff here to Austin. Austin Snitzler goes off that left side, spins around, and he's going to bring it out to the 35-yard line. So that'll be another gain of five. Everything positive and on schedule for Kennesaw here. Snitzler has carried the ball. Austin Snitzler carried the ball three times on this series. 6 yards, 4 yards, and now 5 yards.
Yep. And, that time he got hit just a little bit. Jacob Rath got in there for Randolph just a little bit in the backfield, and he kind of just broke off of that, Randy. Went to the left side, and a nice hard run by Austin, picking up 5 yards on the play.
They got to get into Cardinal territory to get the first down. I formation, two tight ends, and Preston's going to run it on the quarterback keeper. He takes it across midfield, and it's going to be pulled down just short of the 35-yard line. Again, that little ball fake, and then just going off from the block by his tight end on the near side, and that'll be a gain of nine for Preston Snitzler.
Yep, and fake that handoff, and he's been giving it to Austin his last three times, and we faked that handoff this time, and Randolph kind of bit on that, and then he carried bootlegs it out to the right side on that, and his tight end did a real good job. Wyatt Woodman did a good job of kind of springing that, and Austin picked up the first down.
Both teams scored on their opening possessions. This is the second drive of the game here for Kennesaw, who lead at 7-6, 9 minutes to go, first quarter. Kind of a choir lineup, and the quarterback's going to follow his big brother through the hole, and he's going to gain about five or six just going off that left side. Also, lead blocker out there was Keaton Harpham, so that was kind of everybody blocked for the quarterback, and they just went off of that area right off the tight end on the right side.
Yep, and they kind of put the two backs just beside him, Randy, and they hike it to the quarterback, and then he follows his brother and the other fullback there to up the middle on that side, or to just a little bit to the right side. But good job of by Preston just following his block, picking up what he could.
Kennesaw doing their best to head to the sunset, which is beginning to occur behind the school building here. I formation, two tight ends, hand off to Snitzler. Austin's got it. Austin follows a lead blocker, and he's going to bring it across the 20-yard line. And so he's going to have a game. We'll see how far they unstack this. A gain of about 13 yards on the play.
Yep, he followed right behind Zach Edwards on that line. And then Carson Woodman, his fullback, Randy, did a good job of getting out there and lead blocking for Austin, too. And it picks up the first down. Nice hard run by Austin.
About 13, 14 yards on the play. We'll set up first and 10 from the 17. And, again, nothing but positive plays here for Kennesaw. Obviously, the 65-yard run to start things off, but after that, everything has been pretty solid. Hand off to Austin Snitzler. Snitzler will follow the lead block by Lampham, and that's going to be their shortest gain of the day, and that's still going to be a gain of about 2.5 yards until it is stood up there by Jacob Rath.
Yep, and just going off the left side, he's following his blockers up front there, Randy. And this time, Randolph did a pretty good job up front, but like you said, it's still positive yards, picking up about 2.5 yards on the play.
Don't forget, at 6 o'clock on the Breeze 94.5, Giltner and Humphrey St. Francis. They'll kick it off at 6 o'clock. Pre-game will start at about 5:30, so they're getting pretty close for that. And don't forget, on KXPN, AM 1460, ESPN Radio, we'll have the Amherst game as they're in Fullerton to take on the Warriors. And here Kennesaw has to talk about a few things. They call timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. 7:18 to go here, first quarter. It's 7-6. Kennesaw with the lead, and they've got a timeout. 2nd and 7. We come back after this.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
Well, I'm not sure what Kennesaw. They weren't up there very long, but for whatever reason, they kind of felt like they wanted to talk about strategy here, so they called timeout. Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're here at Blue Devil Stadium. As, again, this is the second drive of the game for Kennesaw. The first time they had it, they didn't have it very long because Preston Snitzler, 65 yards, the very first play from scrimmage, and that's why they lead this one 7-6. Unfortunately for them, they give up the long 70-yard pass and run to Randolph. Here, the quarterback keeper is going to have it, Preston Snitzler. He's going to get to the outside, but he is only going to gain about 1 yard. He stood up as he got to that outside immediately there by Denton Cool.
Yeah, Denton did a good job out there on his outside linebacker position there, Randy. As Preston tried to go up the middle on that one, kind of bounced it outside. He followed his brother up the middle, but bounced it outside, picked up about a yard on the play. And that last little thing, I saw him, they were taping Preston's fingers together and stuff on that when they brought him over to the sideline on that timeout.
Well, they might have a jammed finger in there, and that might be why they were forced to call the timeout. He is in the shotgun formation, is Preston. He's going to hand it off on a counter here to Austin. Austin goes on that left side, cuts back to the inside, spins off of one guy, and he's going to have enough for the first down.
Yeah, just a nice hard run going off that left side, Randy. And he got hit about, after gaining about 3-4 yards, spun around, spun back to the middle and ends up picking up the first down. Just a nice hard run by Austin Snitzler that time.
So that's a gain of 9. They're going to put it right at the 5-yard line, 5.5 or so. And so it'll be first and goal here from about 5.5 yards away. So after having two plays in a row that weren't as successful as everything else, Kennesaw still gets the first down. Preston Snitzler going to keep it himself, makes one man miss, puts his hand down, a little stiff arm, lunges toward the goal line. He stood up there. Boy, he is awfully, awfully close to that end zone. He gains about 5 of the 5.5 they needed, and it's going to be second and very short from within the 1-yard line.
Yep, faking that handoff to his brother and then going to the right side. Right off the bat, Randy, defensive lineman for Randolph got right in there, kind of bounced off of him, and then he took it to the right side and got right down there, and they just he was leaning to get into the end zone, and they just kind of pushed him to the side, and he's going to be down about the 4 or 5-inch line.
You got to move it about the length, well, not even the full length of the football. Under center, two tight ends is going to be Snitzler. Snitzler finds a little seam in there. It looks to me like he's in. No indication yet, and there it is. Touchdown, Kennesaw.
Just a little bit of a line surge there, Randy. He just gets right up underneath there and followed his offensive line and just got right into the end zone. So nice drive, nice long drive for Kennesaw. Every play on that drive was a positive play, whether it was just 1 or 2 yards or 5 to 7 yards or 15 yards, but every play was a nice positive drive.
And Randolph will almost exclusively go for two. Kennesaw will go for two quite a bit, but they do have a pretty good weapon in Austin Snitzler as their kicker. And as we mentioned, he was the difference in the last game of the regular season. Snitzler gets the ball up very high and up very quickly, and it is straight and true. And it is now 14-6. Kennesaw with the lead over Randolph with 5:34 to go. Kennesaw marches right down the field. They have got an 8-point lead when we come back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Blue Devil Stadium as Kennesaw marches right down the field. The winner of this game will hit the road and will play either Stewart or Falls City Sacred Heart. And right now, Falls City Sacred Heart, the 7 seed, leads at 44-20. That game is now in the fourth quarter. Bit of a surprise there, at least seeding-wise. I think a lot of people thought Falls City Sacred Heart's a pretty good football team.
Yeah, pretty good football team.
Snitzler's kicking off here. Preston Snitzler, a high kick, and that might get into the end zone as well, and it does. It goes off the fingertips of Loberg, and even if Loberg would have caught it, that would have been a touchback. And, again, both these two teams do a nice job of kickoffs and punting as well. The special teams might be a wash in this game. but it could also be a factor down the road as well.
Exactly. You know, and just like you said, Randy, you know, these last two times, you know, both those times Kennesaw scored, they went for one, and Austin Schnitzler was able to put it in, and then Preston Schnitzler is the one that kicks off and puts it into the end zone here for Kennesaw.
Well, it can very easily be a game of conversions. Under center is going to be Mason Stubbs. He'll hand it under center was Drew Loberg, and they're going to hand it off to Dylan Loberg. Loberg's first carry of the day, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Yeah, Kennesaw up front did a real good job there, Randy. Their defensive line just kind of held everybody up, and then their linebackers were able to get right up there and make the tackle as, you know, they gained about a yard on the play.
And if there's a little bit of a hole there, you're probably going to have a Schnitzler fill it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
right.
Both linebackers, Preston and Austin, were right there, yep. Coming from two different angles to fill up that hole. So it's going to be second and a long nine here. And, again, they're going to go kind of out of the pistol formation. And getting a snap, looking to throw here is going to be Loberg. Loberg makes one man miss. That's going to be Dylan. Dylan will tuck it, run down that sideline, gets forced out of bounds before it gets out of bounds. That was actually Drew. I misspoke.
Yep.
And Drew was going to get the ball out to about the 20-yard line. So that'll be a gain of four. It's going to set up now third and five.
Yeah, they kind of set, you know, they kind of put Landon Anderson, sent him deep and across the middle, and then they kind of, you know, put his brother Dylan, you know, kind of ran that little bit out route on there, and they was looking for Dylan on that side, but there was not. He was covered, and I think he was covered there, Randy, by Preston Schnitzler, and then other Drew Loberg just kind of scrambled and picked up about 4 yards in the play.
Under center is going to be Drew. Drew will pitch the ball out to Dylan, and Dylan's going to be knocked on his keister by Keaton Harpum. Harpum came up there just like he was shot out of a cannon, and with a textbook tackle, that's going to be a loss of about 5 on the play.
Yeah, once they toss the ball to Dylan Loberg, Randy, Harper did a great job of just coming flying up there and making a nice open field tackle on a guy that's gained 1,500 yards on the play at 215 pounds. He's a tough guy to bring down, and Harpin did a great job.
Now, Dylan Loberg is averaging 42.5 yards per punt. He's going to kick it here, and he's going to kick it well over the head of Austin Schnitzler, and it's going to go out of bounds across the track and underneath a Durango over there.
And they'll see where they kind of...
No return, and that's really what Randolph was probably looking for as much as anything. So, again, the Kennesaw defense holds Randolph pretty much the entire game, except obviously for a 70-yard pass, but they've done a nice job. Kennesaw's really kind of established themselves offensively with a long, sustained drive. The last time they had it and the first time they had it, they had the big hitter from 65 yards away.
Yep, and in the you know, Randolph's got that one big play, Randy, but as far as rushing the football, Kennesaw's done a real good job against Randolph on the run.
Well, the ball went out of bounds at the 23-yard line, the officials say. Two tight ends, and they're going to throw a flag right on the snap. I have a feeling that maybe we have a lining-up infraction here against Kennesaw. It's going to be a legal procedure, and that's going to cost them 5 yards. And we'll see if that throws them off schedule because, again, that first drive, they had the plays of, you know, 4 and 6 and 5, and that was pretty good. And you'll probably have to do that in 3 plays here. That'd get you the 15 yards you need. But it does kind of throw off what you really want to do.
Yeah, especially, you know, you're setting their first and 10, you know, and you're going, okay, if we gain 4 3 times, we're going to get the first down. But you gain 4 3 times, you're going to be just a little bit short on it. But, you know, positive plays is what Kennesaw has been getting all the time.
Preston going to pitch it out here to Austin. Austin with a little stiff arm, following the block by Jake Brunk, will get to the outside, and he'll bring it across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. So they're going to gain about 3.5-4 yards on the play. And after knocking him out of bounds, Grant Brunson will help the running back up. Nice little bit of sportsmanship there by Brunson for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it was. And Denton Cool did a good job, Randy, kind of stringing that out for Randolph on the left side here for Randolph. And, you know, Austin just didn't have much room. He ends up picking up about 3.5 yards on the play, but nice job for Randolph on that play.
Two wide outs to the left, which is the wide side of the field. In the shotgun is Preston Schnitzler. Schnitzler's just going to run it off the guard on the right side. He's going to bring it across the 25-yard line. And so, again, not a bad gain here. So gain about 4, but that is going to set up third and about eight.
Yep. As he just goes to this right side, Randy, and he just comes, you know, a barreling through there. They got positive yards on both those plays, but that five-yard penalty, you know, you gain seven of it. You know, it would be third and about three if it wouldn't have been for the five-yard, but they got about third and about 7.5, 8 yards to go here.
Running back on either side of Preston Snitzler, who is in the shotgun. His older brother is to his right. And Austin will stay in the block. Preston looking to throw. Now he's going to throw it to his brother and nearly intercepted. It was recognized in there as Preston Snitzler, when pressure came, wanted to throw it to Austin and nearly intercepting the ball with Seth Lackus. I don't think Lackus could have gone very far. His angle was taken out of bounds, but he couldn't quite come up with it. That will be an incomplete pass. And so both teams now will hold the other team to a three and out.
Yeah, Preston rolling to his right here, Randy. He was looking deep for his receiver. He was covered, so then he looked for Austin, like you said. And number 40 for him, for Randolph, did a great job.
Preston Snitzler with a high punt and a fair catch is going to be called and then made by Drew Loberg. And Loberg will make that catch at about the 28-yard line.
Yeah, and that was good. You know, Drew was coming up there making that fair catch because there's a couple of Kennesaw guys right there.
Presenting sponsors of the state football playoffs include Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island. And also you can find them at DinsdaleAuto.com. 3:03 to go here, first quarter. And Kennesaw has a 14-6 lead. They held Randolph to a three and out their last possession. Possession before that, they had a 70-yard pass completion for the touchdown. Both teams scored bang, bang. We played about a minute and 3 seconds and had 13 points on the board. Trips split out wide to the right. And now a man in motion coming through. That's going to be Loberg. They fake the handoff to him. And Stubbs throws it. And I think they're going to try to do a double pass. And recognizing it is Austin Snitzler. Snitzler, as they got the ball out to Loberg. And that's actually going to be a rushing loss here all the way back to about the 19-yard line. That'll be a loss of eight, and Austin Snitzler recognized that one very, very well.
Yes, he did. As they had three guys over there, Randy, they sent Logan Norhues coming in motion out of that, trying to get, you know, Kennesaw to shift out of their situation. But Austin did a great job of just staying at home. They threw it out there to him, and then Austin came up there and did a good job making the tackle.
Well, they saw something on tape because that one did not fool Mr. Snitzler at all. Stubbs takes the shotgun snap. He's looking to throw. He's got a man all by himself, and it's going to be complete. And keeping his feet is going to be Drew Loberg. And Loberg has nobody within 15 yards of him, and that is going to be a 62-yard touchdown.
Yeah, just going down that right sideline. Drew was wide open, and they got the ball out there to him. Made a nice over-the-shoulder catch. And kept his balance in and took it all the way into the end zone. But there was just nobody out there for Kennesaw as Drew got wide open down the sideline.
Well, Randolph's thrown only two passes. Stubbs with a 62-yard touchdown pass a moment ago. And Drew Loberg with a 70-yard touchdown pass. So the attempt to go for two here with 2:12 to go in the first quarter to try to tie things up. Out of the shotgun is going to be Stubbs. As they got trips to the right, Stubbs looking, throws it in underneath, and it's going to be intercepted, and that'll end the possession there as Preston Snitzler makes the interception, and now he just pitched the ball over to the official, and the try for two is no good. So the difference are conversions. With 2:12 to go here in the first quarter, it is 14-12. Kennesaw with the lead over Randolph. We're back after this.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Well, some blown coverage as there was nobody within 15 yards of Drew Loberg. Almost stumbled because the pass by Mason Stubbs, maybe a foot farther than what it really needed to be, but Stubbs is able to make the connection with Loberg and a big touchdown strike that covers 62 yards.
Yep, and like you said, Randy, he did a good job of maintaining his balance there and taking that all the way into the end zone, but there was a blown coverage by Kennesaw because there was nobody within 15, 18 yards of him going down the sideline.
So now to kick it off here will be Dylan Loberg. And Loberg puts his foot into it at the 30, and that's going to sail over the Snitzler's times two there, and it'll go out of bounds. And so we'll be at the 15-yard line where Kennesaw will set up shop again. Coverage of the state football playoffs brought to you by Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. This is the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on the road here at Blue Devil Stadium, one of the nicer facilities you're going to see really outside of Class A. I mean, this is not just for D2. This is a very, very nice facility here. First and 10 from the 15-yard line. Snitzler under center is just going to hand the ball off to Keaton Harpham, and Harpham runs off that left side. Normally it'd say off tackle, but Nate Mann, it's not really off tackle. It's kind of off guard. They cut just inside the tight end there and unstack it. That's going to be a gain of about 3.
Yeah, and this time, you know, they just want to see probably, you know, keep everybody honest. Harpham hadn't got the carries. He's been being the lead blocker for it a lot of times, Randy, and this time they gave a quick handoff to him going off to the left side. You know, and he picks up about 3 yards on the play.
It is a final. Fall City Sacred Heart 44-20 over Stewart. We'll deliver the scores for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, will deliver to your door. Come in before or after the game or call for their delivery in the Kearney area. Off the right side, Austin Snitzler will carry the ball and really not get a whole lot there. I guess, well, got more than I thought. That extra little spin there and then the lunge will make this now third and about 3.
Yep, just going off the right side. He's following his blocker. His fullback did a good job of, you know, getting a good block out there also, Randy. And it didn't look like he was going to gain a whole lot. And like you said, Randy, kind of spun off there, lunged forward, and ends up picking up about 4 or 5 yards on the play.
Well, we kind of thought that it was maybe a gain of 2. It ends up being a gain of about 4.5. That makes a big difference. There's a lot more plays for Kennesaw they can run here on third and relatively short, including the quarterback keeper. Snitzler, following his lead blockers, will cut back against the grain and get the ball out to the 30-yard line. So Preston Snitzler with a nice little quick hitter and a gain of 7.
Yeah, just, you know, snap back to Preston. He follows his brother going to the left side and cuts back to the right. Randy, you know, back towards the middle there, and then picks up, you know, the first down on that. Randolph had a good blitz going in there on that right side, and Preston did a good job of reading that.
Denton Cool with nice pursuit there as he came from the back side there. If Cool's not there, we're lining up for an extra point right now. And again, Kennesaw, for the most part, has looked better through the course of the game, more consistent on offense, but they only lead it by 2. Hand off to Austin Snitzler. Snitzler off that left side, lost the football. It came out late, and Randolph says they have it. No indication yet from the officials. The white hat coming in, and they're having the discussion, and they say it is a fumble, and Randolph does come up with it. I think falling on the ball, I believe, was Connor Bloomquist.
It was, Randy, and then, you know, Austin went to the left side over there, and then there was a, you know, a good gain on the play, about 3-4 yards on the play, and then there was a good pile up, and then all of a sudden you see a Randolph kid diving on the football, so turnover for Kennesaw.
And so Randolph will have the ball to start a drive. In fact, this will be their first snap in Kennesaw territory, because their 2 touchdowns came from 170, and the other one was 62 yards away. This is the first time they've been on that side of the letter K. Quick direct snap to Drew Loberg. Loberg's going to run down that right sideline, has the first down, and then get pulled down from behind as Zach Edwards, they're going to throw a flag on that. I do not think that that was a horse collar tackle. I think he grabbed his jersey on the shoulder pads and brought him down. I don't think he reached in underneath and made the tackle, but they did throw a flag on the play at about the 19-yard line.
Yeah, I think you're right, Randy. Going around that right side, they had trips on this left side over here, did Randolph, and then they booted the quarterback going around the right side, and they're going to call the horse collar.
Yeah, they're going to call the horse collar. And, again, I did not think he got his hands in underneath, but to the credit of the officials, the 4 of them that were closest to the play got together and discussed it. And I've always felt that if the officials do that, you never complain about it, because they're asking what all 4 of them saw.
Yep, exactly right, Randy. And this is what they come up with. So it's going to be first and goal at about the 10-yard line right here for Randolph on this.
Yeah, they're going to mark the nose of the ball inside the 10-yard line by about a half of a football. So it's going to be first and goal, trips to the left, which is the wide side of the field. And Loberg is going to be in shotgun formation here. And, again, it's rather interesting. Stubbs is your starting quarterback, but I think Loberg's actually taken more snaps at quarterback than what the starter has. And he's just going to keep it himself. Drew Loberg will run to the right side and aim for the pylon, and he's going to get there. 10-yard touchdown here for Loberg.
They put a trips to this left side here, Randy, and then they got another guy out on that right side. So they're kind of spreading them out. And Drew did a good job of just, you know, getting the ball back there from the snap, and he kind of surveys what's going on, and he takes it right up the middle for the 10-yard touchdown for Randolph.
So Drew Lauberg, well, we'll give him credit for a full 10 yards on that because the ball was just inside it. And now the all-important two-point conversion. For the first time tonight, Randolph has a bigger digit up on the board than what Kennesaw has. They now lead it 18-14, 8 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Out of the shotgun is going to be Lauberg. They put a man in motion. That's going to be his brother. He comes across the formation. And now Lauberg rolling out to his right, trying to get that pylon again. Cuts back to the inside, and he's going to be stopped there by Zach Edwards. And Edwards with the tackle, keeping him short of the goal line. So the try for two is no good. Three touchdowns for Randolph, no conversions. And they lead it 18-14 with 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. And we'll keep it right here because we'll have the kickoff, and then we'll probably take a break at the end of the first quarter. And again, for Kennesaw, it really kind of feels to me like they've been establishing themselves. Yep. And have been physically dominant in this game. However, the one turnover turns into points for Randolph, and that's why the Cardinals right now have the lead.
Yep, and then in that last series, they kind of went to that trips to the left, Randy, and then kind of letting Drew do some running back there, picking some things out and running. They're trying to get Kennesaw spread out as much as possible. But like you said, Randy, you know, that first couple of drives, Kennesaw just marched it right down the field, 5, 6, 7, 8 yards a gain, and they had to establish themselves. But that turnover, big part of it right here as Randolph's up 18-14.
And the sun is kind of officially down here. Beautiful sunset, as Nebraska is so often likened to do. And the kickoff is going to be a little bit short, and that one's going to bounce and go out of bounds. That's going to cost them here, as that'll be a legal procedure as they throw a couple of flags where the ball goes out of bounds. And so Kennesaw will get pretty good field position with the illegal procedure on the kickoff going out of bounds. And again, you got somebody that can punch in the end zone like Dylan Lauberg can. Yeah. I don't know why you don't do that every time.
Exactly, Randy. And this one was just a little bit of a shank to the right side on that. But they've had a couple of them where they've kind of load line drive them and then trying to maybe bounce it off as one of the Kennesaw guys. But he's been, on his other kicks, he's just been putting them in the end zone. So just line up and do that.
Yeah, so that's essentially a 10-yard penalty as the ball will be spotted at the 25-yard line. And so with 8 seconds to go in the first quarter, number 8 is under center. And Preston Snitzler calls it out, and he's going to keep it himself and break one tackle and nearly slipped all the way through. Near midfield, he was tackled as he was hit. The leading tackler there that had a hold of him was Lauberg, but he fought his way through that. And thankfully, from the Randolph perspective, he got a little cleaning up there. Otherwise, that's a touchdown. Instead, it's a 13-yard run to end the first quarter. It'll be first and 10 from the 38 here for Kennesaw as they trail it 18-14. When we start the second quarter right after this.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Kennesaw has it first and 10 from the 38-yard line. And we've kind of been talking about how really they've been the one that's established the line of scrimmage and kind of controlled it. Snitzler's going to hand it off to his brother. His brother's going to dance around, find a little open area right when he gets the midfield, and then that's going to be closed up. Nice job from the linebacker position there. By, I think that was Grant Brundison, who cleaned that one up. He got right to midfield, and then Brunerson came up there and really kind of closed the deal.
Yep, you know, Austin did a good job of kind of trying to find some holes there, and then he picks one out, and then by the time he got his momentum going there, Randy, he had a couple of guys in there. Seth Lucas did a good job. You know, he did a great job coming up there and filling it in also. But, you know, a little bit of a positive gain again for Kennesaw as they got to go across midfield right here.
So he'll be right at midfield here. It'll be second and about eight for Kennesaw. Snitzler under center. And a little crossbuck action. Hands it off to Austin. Austin's going to be met right at the line of scrimmage. And then Randolph is able to stand him up there. This is the first time I'm writing down the number zero on any rushing attempt here for Kennesaw on the night. Everything's been positive. Again, they had a penalty that kind of slowed down one drive and then the turnover in the next. Otherwise, they've really moved the ball very effectively. But now they're facing a third and eight after Randolph got that momentum after the turnover.
Yeah, they did, Randy. And the guys up front for Randolph, that time led by Jacob Rath, you know, did a great job up front standing those guys up, and then the linebackers coming in there and making the tackle. But that was the first time we didn't have positive yards for Kennesaw.
18-14, Randolph with lead. Kennesaw looking to throw. They're trying to set up the screen. They throw it off that right side, and it's going to be incomplete, but they're going to call a roughing the passer penalty. Snitzler got rid of it and then was hit by Dylan Loberg. That flag thrown right at where the quarterback was. That's going to be a roughing the passer penalty off the incompletion. A 15-yard penalty here for Randolph that's going to keep the drive alive for the Blue Devils.
Yep, as you know, Dylan Loberg did a great job, Dylan Loberg did a great job outside on that, on covering that screen up, because he read it perfectly as he went right over there. And Preston Slitzer did a good job of not trying to force it in there to his brother and getting it off. But as he did, he got roughed, and this will be first down for Kennesaw.
So that 15-yard penalty will make it first and 10 from the 25-yard line here for the Blue Devils. That they are in Cardinal territory, trailing it 18-14. As again, Randolph has yet to make a conversion, and Kennesaw has kicked two extra points. Snitzler under center, two tight ends, I formation, handoff to Austin. Austin off that right side, blitzes through a screen. The block over there slips through there and is going to have a nice little gain of about eight. Harpham leading the way, and also a nice job of blocking by Carson Woodman there, as Woodman kind of led his way through there, and that's going to be a gain of about seven for Snitzler.
Yep, and Snitzler just doing a good job, you know, keeping those legs power and driving there, Randy, as he went to the right side, follows his fullback, and the fullback got a hat on the linebacker and did a good job of kind of sealing him off, and Snitzler picking up about 6 yards to 7 yards on that play.
So it'll be second and about three and a half here for Kennesaw. Again, two tight ends, I formation, Harpham the fullback, Snitzler the I back, and Preston will keep the football himself from his quarterback position, and he's going to gain at least four on the play, move the chains as they get the ball to about the 14-yard line, first and 10 here for Kennesaw.
Yep, just trying to run a little bit of that option to the right side with his brother there, and he found a little bit of a hole there, Randy, and just took off and went up there and picks up just enough for the first down. So we got first down and about the 15-yard line for Kennesaw.
Presenting sponsors of the state football playoffs include Ag Excel, your precision fertilizer application experts, located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. Agxcel.com, where precision meets the soil. Snitzler, out of the I formation, will hand it off to his brother Austin. Austin bounces to the outside, puts his head down on that right wing, and then he's going to gain about eight on the play. Again, the speed to get to the outside, and then he has a size advantage against those corners and linebackers that he's going to run into, and runs over one of them and gains a good solid 7 yards.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, the speed got to the outside, got the corner turned on that one, going to the right side for Kennesaw. And then once he did, he took off, and then he had a little bit of a burst there, and there's one guy right there. He kind of knocked him over, and you know, Randolph got a hold of him, but a nice hard run by Austin.
Second and three from about the 7 yard line. Hand off to Snitzler, and Snitzler gets to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be just about it. Coming up there from his linebacker spot was Grant Brunson, and Brunson, that's a stellar play there.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a loss of about a half yard for Snitzler.
Yep, going to the left side this time, and like you said, Randy, Grant Brunson did a good job of stepping right up in there and filling that linebacker spot and holding Austin to no gain to a minus, you know, half yard on that play.
Both Harpham and Scherger have checked in here, and we'll see what they decide to do with this lineup. It appears that they're going to go out of the shotgun. Yes, they are. as Harpham's going to be just to the left of Snitzler. Snitzler keeps it himself, tucks it in, bounces off one guy, goes in the end zone, touchdown, 8 yards away for number eight, Preston Snitzler.
Yep, he got the, you know, two backs to his side there, Randy. He follows his brother going onto the right side, and then Keaton Harpin did a good job of, you know, going through there and sealing off the middle linebacker there, Randy, because it didn't look like there was a lot there. And then Preston followed those guys and did a great job of following them and gets in there for the touchdown for Kennesaw.
So Kennesaw now has the 20-18 lead with 8:04 to go. And it appears, again, they're going to be kicking for the extra point as Austin Snitzler has been perfect toeing the ball. And he gets that ball up and quick.
In
eight-man, you don't have as many guys to block, so it's imperative you do this very quick. A little bit of a high snap, but the kick is up, and it is good. A nice job on the hold there for Keaton Harpham getting it down. And then Snitzler kicks it through. It's 21-18 with 8:04 to go here in the second quarter. Kennesaw back on top. They'll kick it off to Randolph. We come back after this.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
And welcome back here to Kennesaw and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on the road here at Blue Devil Stadium. 8:04 to go in the second quarter. And again, Kennesaw fell behind at the end of the first quarter. They were behind last week to Meridian as well, but then went on to roll 54-26. We'll see if history repeats itself this week.
Yeah, and just a nice, you know, long sustaining drive for Kennesaw again, Randy, there. And the kickoff goes in there, and it's nice and high. It's going to look like it's going to go in, yep, into the end zone.
They kind of follow the suggestion that we had earlier when Randolph actually gave Kennesaw pretty good field position by kicking the ball out of bounds. You got a kicker that can put it in the end zone, just do that.
Yep.
And then you don't have to worry about a return or any of that other stuff. Don't be greedy. You got him back to the 15-yard line, and that's pretty solid. And, again, for Randolph, they've hit three big plays.
Yes.
You know, one was the turnover and then kind of got that momentum, and then the 62-yard pass and the 70-yard pass. But by and large, the Kennesaw defense has really outplayed the folks in the white jerseys here. Rolling out of the shotgun formation is going to be Stubbs. He throws it in incomplete. It's a little bit short of Drew Loberg. Loberg kind of open, but he wasn't going to get a whole lot of yards there because Preston Snitzler was right there with him.
Yep, the guys back here for Kennesaw did a really good job. And number 44, Carson Woodson, did a great job, Randy, putting some pressure on Mason Stubbs, the quarterback for Randolph. And he didn't quite get set to get that ball delivered and just kind of delivered it out of bounds for Randolph.
First incomplete pass for the Cardinals. Had a 70-yarder and a 62-yarder. So that was definitely the best defense on the passing game. A snap to the quarterback right up the middle, and Loberg was playing quarterback, and he's got nowhere to go. No gain on the play. And coming up on the bottom of the pile there was Zach Edwards, who made the play against Drew Loberg.
Yeah, this time they had twins to the right here, Randy, and a guy out split out wide over there just trying to spread out Kennesaw, and the guys up front for Kennesaw did a real good job. Woodman was right up there, number 44 for Kennesaw, you know, making the stop also. So Kennesaw did a real good job of covering that one this time.
Mason Stubbs in at quarterback, so they're going to be looking like this is a passing situation, and he's going to be out of the shotgun. Takes the snap at the 5-yard line, will throw the ball, coverage in there, and it's going to be caught, but I think we might have pass interference here on the offense. Loberg was tangled up with Preston Snitzler. I think this is offensive. There was a flag down on the play, and we'll see what the call is here for sure. There was contact before the ball got there.
Yep.
And it looked to me like Loberg pushed off Snitzler.
Yep. As he came out of that backfield, Randy tried to get them out of that situation, is, you know, getting that back going down that sideline. Preston did a good job of being right there covering him, and as the ball came in there, it looked like he kind of pushed off.
And you know what? I think that was an incomplete pass. It was on the near sideline, and it was right on that sideline. We couldn't see for sure because of the players there, and they did not spot it. So that was an incomplete pass, I believe.
Yep, I think you're right.
And if that's incomplete, you probably decline it and make it fourth down.
Yep.
Well, they're still discussing it.
So, But I think you're right,
and the Snitzler brothers are back at about the 35 yard line. It is pass interference on Randolph. It is going to be declined because the pass was incomplete. So Dylan Loberg, who averages about 42 yards, a little bit over 42 yards per punt, he's going to be standing in his own 3 yard line, and all the way back across midfield at the 30 are the Snitzler boys. Low snap. He handles it after it was on the ground, and it's going to be a high kick. It's going to hit the turf, and Snitzlers are going to get away from it, and it just takes a pretty neutral bounce. Yep. It just kind of bounced up high, and that's where it's going to be down there by Randolph at about the 32-yard line. That's what will be first and 10 here for Kennesaw. And again, for Kennesaw, they had a lot of injuries last week. Isaiah McChesney still hasn't really played a whole lot here since he had that Achilles injury. Really hasn't stretched out, so they're hoping to get him back. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney. So we're hoping McChesney maybe can get that Achilles loosened up before next week. He hasn't been out there yet. Quarterback keeper here for Snitzler. Snitzler cuts to the outside, back to the inside, and he's going to have a gain of about 11 on the play. Just following his lead blockers very nicely and going with the flow, and he's going to bring it across midfield after a gain of 10.
Yeah, Preston did a good job of following the blocker. Like you said, Randy, they faked that handoff, and the one running back comes to the left side, and then he follows his big brother onto the right side there and follows him up through the middle there, and Preston did a real good job of following Austin and picking up the first down.
Preston now has carried the ball 11 times. Austin has 14 carries so far here in the first half. And there is a flag down on the snap. They hand it off to Harpum. And Harpum gets it across there. I thought it saw a flag. Now I don't see it on the ground. I think there must have been something thrown on that far sideline that looked like a flag to me, but it was a gain of 5 here for Harpum. No flag on the play, and it'll be 2nd and 5.
Yeah, just giving it to Harpum going right up the middle on that right side, just a tad bit to the right side, Randy, following his blockers, and a nice hard run, picking up about 5 yards on the play for Kennesaw.
Well, we've kind of talked about it. Kennesaw is really kind of asserting themselves. They may only lead it by 3 here, 21-18, but they really are outplaying Randolph. Quick little hitter here for Austin Snitzler. Snitzler goes right up the middle. He's going to get about half of what they need here on 2nd and 5. Still running. The pile is still moving forward, yeah. And he's going to move it inside the 30-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4 and really only another extra yard and a half, but it's making a statement.
Yep, as he, you know, got stopped there right about the 30-yard line, Randy, got stood up by a couple of guys, and in the, you know, the line, he just kept his feet turning and going and spinning off there, and, you know, leaning forward, and ends up picking up another yard on the play, but it was a tough run by Austin Snitzler there.
And to me, what I like is that statement of, it's not going to be easy. We're coming at you all night. We're tougher than you are. And that's really what Kennesaw is trying to establish here on this, and in fact, all drives on offense. Now that choir formation, quarterback's going to keep it, and Snitzler runs through there, brings it across the 25-yard line, down to about the 22. So that'll be a gain of 7, a good power play there as Preston Snitzler follows his lead blockers and has a gain of 7 and moves the chains.
Yep, you got Austin Snitzler on his right, and you got Preston in the middle and Keaton on the left, and he just follows both those guys, Randy, going right up the middle, and he follows them on the right side there and picks up the first down for Kennesaw.
And that ball will be spotted about the 21-yard line here, 5:12 to go. Second quarter, 21-18. Kennesaw with a 3-point lead and driving into Randolph territory again. Tight end formation, handoff to Snitzler up the middle. He bounced through, found a little open area, and then at his feet was Connor Bloomquist, and Bloomquist is able to kind of tie him up after he gains a good solid 5 yards.
Yeah, just following his fullback that time, Austin Snitzler following his fullback, Keaton Harpin this time, Randy, right up the middle. And he just kept his feet turning and going, and he picks up 4 yards on that nice hard run by Austin.
And again, you just have to grab those and put those two knees together.
Yeah.
Just grab them and make sure if you can get into them like that, because I'll tell you what, you hit him up high, Austin Snitzler is going to run right through you, especially if you're Connor Bloomquist, who's only 155 pounds. Movement up front, it looks like it's Randolph that's offsides. As jumping through there was one of the linemen for Randolph. And it is going to be encroachment. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. And it's going to set up now 2nd and very, very short.
Yeah, and then, you know, like we said, Randy, before, you know, that Kennesaw's done a good job of just kind of getting 4 or 5 yards here. Now they got the penalty, so it's going to be about 2nd and about 2 for them.
Well, Kennesaw, if they come and hold on to this game and win it, they'll be traveling to Fall City Sacred Heart next week. A quick little handoff right up the middle to Stisler. Stisler bounces back to the inside. He goes in for the touchdown, a 12-yard run by Austin Snitzler.
Yeah, just a nice run by Austin. He gets that ball deep in that handoff, Randy, and he just kind of jukes one way. There was a guy out there for handoff. He went back to the right side, and then he just planted that foot, right foot down, and then took off right up the middle and ran it right through him. Austin Snitzler did for a nice run for the touchdown.
So after Austin gets the touchdown, he'll now try to add his fourth extra point kick of the night. Straight on kicker here. High snap. Harpham has a good hold, and the kick by Snitzler is up and good. 28-18. Two straight touchdowns here in the second quarter. One by Preston, the other one by Austin Snitzler, and now Kennesaw has their largest lead of the night, 28-18 with 4:06 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We're here at Blue Devil Stadium. Two straight touchdowns for Kennesaw, and they now lead at 28-18, 4:06 to go here in the second quarter. And I hope I'm not beating a dead horse here, but I keep saying that Kennesaw is really asserting themselves with how they're able to just use their power game against Randolph.
Yeah, I agree, Randy. You know, 4, 5, 6 yards at a whack on that, a lot of things. And, you know, they're doing a good job. And the kickoff goes clear into the end zone again. Preston did a good job of getting it in the end zone.
And, again, Kennesaw not doing anything fancy. Just kick the ball in and through the end zone. And Randolph will get the ball at the 15-yard line. You don't have to worry about some of those kids running free with the football in space. So I think that's a pretty good strategy here for Kennesaw. And we'll see if Randolph can – again, they have not been able to have a drive. They had two big plays. And then they got the short turnover, field with the turnover. Other than that, they have not been able to do a long march. I formation, they hand the ball up right up the middle, and just they're trying to do a little power running, and they have some success with that as Seth Lackus, his first carry of the night, and he's going to go 7 yards right up the middle.
Yep, this time they lined up in that I formation. They gave it to Lackus, the fullback, right up the middle because they've been giving it to Loberg a lot, Randy, and this time they gave it to Lackus right up the middle and picks up 7 yards.
Lackus, 6'3", 225 pounds, so about three strides is all he needs to cover those 7 yards. Out of that I formation, dropping back, the quarterback pressure coming, and they get him, and he lost the football, I believe. There's a scramble for the ball as Loberg dropped back to pass, and I think he may have been able to come up with it.
Yep.
But, boy, there was some pressure there coming up that left side. The sack was led there by Dylan Scheriger, and that's going to be a big loss of about 9 on the play.
Yep, as he dropped back there, Randy, he was trying to hit his big guy down the seal, the seam there, Landon Anderson again. But by the time he got back there, Dylan was right there to make the tackle on him.
Anderson only has one catch, but it's good for 70 yards. Trips to the right. Quarterback's going to be Drew Loberg. Loberg takes the snap, pressure coming, scrambling, and he's going to be hit. The tackle going to be led there by Jake Brunk, then cleaned up by Carson Woodman. But I'll tell you what, there was a lot of blue jerseys making it so Loberg could not do anything with the football, and they had that contained to actually make a sack here and a loss of about 5 on the play. So two sacks of Loberg on back-to-back plays, and again, the Kennesaw defense rises to the occasion.
Yes, they do, Randy. They put trips to one side and then a single to the left side, and Kennesaw got a lot of pressure on him to make that tackle.
So Dylan Loberg to punt, kind of a rugby-style kick, and it's going to be caught. Nice hands there by Austin Snitzler. Snitzler through the middle, makes one man miss, runs through a tackle. He's at the 10, the 5, aiming for the pylon, touchdown! That'll be a 44-yard return on the kickoff, on the punt by Austin Snitzler. And there is a flag right at the 1-yard line.
Yeah.
And that's about where the punt was.
Yep, I think he ran into the
And it is going to be running into the kicker. They did not do the personal foul mark there, so that'll be a 5-yard penalty and a re-kick.
Yep. And just like you said, Randy, a low kind of rugby style kick there. And I didn't see, you know, who came in there and got that, but you know, when we got off, we saw Austin just pick it up and he got a nice block by Preston and taking it down the right side. But I think it's just a running into the kicker, so it's a 5-yard penalty, but redo fourth down right here.
Well, it's only a 5-yard penalty in theory. It takes a 44-yard punt return off the board. So Loberg will do the punting here again, and they have to call a timeout. 2:06 to go, and with that 5-yard penalty, they've got it now 4th and 10. Are they thinking about going for it here from their own 15-yard line? This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Kennesaw leads it at home 21-18 over Randolph. Randolph on their own 15-yard line faces it 4th and 10 with 2:06 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout for the Cardinals. We'll take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
It is 28-18, Kennesaw with the lead, a 10-point lead. I'll explain what I did here in just a moment. Loberg gets the snap on fourth down. He's running to his left. Now he's going to punt, and it's a very, very short punt. He shanked it, and it's going to bounce at about the 30-yard line. They thought about maybe having the opportunity. Now, again, when you take a few steps like that, now you can do a little running into the kicker because you've given yourself up as a possible runner. And that was close to what happened on the previous kick. And then let me explain why I screwed up the score. There's a pole right there, and it shaved off two-thirds of the number eight there. So it did, from my angle, it was 21-18, but in reality, it is 28-18, and now Kennesaw has pretty good field position as the ball is right at the 30-yard line. Not as good as having it in the end zone, but they've got plenty of time here with a minute 57 to go. Pitch out here to Austin Snitzler. Snitzler breaks to the outside. He's going to gain about 12. Just a quick little hitter right over the tight end on that right side, and he's going to end up gaining, moving the ball 11 yards all the way down to the 20.
Just a nice toss back to Austin. Austin goes to that right side, Randy. He's fun to watch because he kind of dances back there, and then he hits that, you know, right foot and just plants and goes right up the middle there, off that side there. And he does a good job once he sees an opening. He just hits it hard.
Yeah, he will kind of dance along the line of scrimmage there, but when it's time to go, it's time to go. Two tight ends, I formation, handoff to Snitzler. Snitzler has a great line surge right up the middle. He's going to bring it out to about the 15-yard line. And a lot of that, you have to tip your hat to that offensive line because the entire Randolph line was at least 4 yards knocked back by that offensive line surge.
Yep, Red Johnson and Wyatt Woodman and those guys, Zach Edwards up front, Randy, those guys did a great job of just moving those guys. And Austin was just kind of going with the flow right there and picks up about 5 yards on the play.
And Red Johnson out there leading the way. Under center is going to be Preston Snitzler. I formation, pitch out to Austin. Austin cuts back to the inside, and he's going to be just short of the first down. He's going to gain about 4.5 yards there. Nice little cutback, and I think we got a timeout here in the final minute. Yes, we do. A timeout for Kennesaw as it's going to be third and a short one from about the 11-yard line. And, again, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll keep it right here on third and one as Kennesaw really just calling the timeout in order to just save some time on the clock.
Yep. And, you know, like you said, Randy, you know, this is you know, big for both sides. You know, if Kennesaw can go ahead and punch this one in, you know, and get up, you know, about 17 points on that, or if Randolph can hold them on these series here, it's going to be third and one right now. But if they can hold them on this will be a big momentum thing for them also.
Let's take a look at the East bracket here in Class D2. Top-seeded Exeter Milligan has a 34-12 lead over Wheeler Central, Chambers Wheeler Central, 34-12 at halftime. St. Francis and Giltner still no score as they're in the first quarter on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. That game hasn't seen a lot of action there. And it's Fall City Sacred Heart with a 44-20 win over Stewart. That is a final. And so Fall City is where the winner of this game will go next. We'll deliver the scores for you. Don't forget that Valentino's will deliver right to your door in the Kearney area. Snap out to Preston Snitzler. Snitzler is going to bring it across the 10-yard line down to about the 9, and that'll be enough for the first down, a gain of 2 for Preston Snitzler, and it'll be first and goal here for the Blue Devils.
Yep, and they're going to go quickly here, Randy, as the clock's going 53 seconds. I guess they got to wait for the
They stop it to move the chains. So, again, good use of not calling a timeout there because you had about 20 seconds to get set up. Now Snitzler will take the snap, hand it off to Austin. Austin right up the middle, slips through that right side, going to be down at about the 4-yard line. So he'll gain about 5 on the play, and he'll set up now second and goal from about the 4-yard line. Well, we'll call it the 5.
Yeah, just nice hard run, you know, by Austin that time, Randy. They got about 30 seconds here to go, and down at the 4 or 5-yard line.
Under center is Snitzler. Preston Snitzler calls it out. We'll pitch it out to Austin. Austin turns the corner, gets the angle, gets the touchdown as he takes it inside that pylon. And that'll be a 4-yard run here for Austin Snitzler for the score.
A nice hard run, Randy. Good, kind of like wanted to go up the middle, but there was nothing. Bounced it out to the outside there. Got it one block off there and takes it on in for the end zone for Kennesaw right here before half.
And now he's going to try another extra point is Austin Snitzler. He's a perfect 4-for-4 right now, and it's 34-18 with 18 seconds to go here before halftime. Snap is behind the corner of Harpum, and Harpum, by the time he got it and put it down, there was enough pressure, it was blocked. And so that'll be the first time that Kennesaw not able to convert after the touchdown, but they still have a comfortable lead here. They lead it 34-18. With 18 seconds to go before halftime, they'll kick it off to the Randolph Cardinals when we come back right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And three straight scores here for Kennesaw, and they have now a 34-18 lead over Randolph. This is the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As, again, with 18 seconds to go, Kennesaw is going to kick it off here late in the second quarter. They took control last week against Meridian in the second quarter of their first-round playoff game, and they're starting to do the same thing here in the second quarter against Randolph. And, again, another high kick by Preston Snitzler that goes through the end zone and about 15 yards past the back end of the end zone.
Yeah, and that's just a nice kickoff. For Kennesaw, Randy, don't let the Lobergs get their hands on it and see what they can do with it. Just kick it into the end zone, and they can take it here at the 15-yard line. You got 18 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
So 34-18, no time goes off the board, of course, and so we'll see what Randolph decides to do. They still have timeouts if they want to do something with it. As Lackus, the fullback. They'll be the lead blocker here as they get it off for Loberg. And Loberg will bring it out to about the 20-yard line. And Dylan Loberg is going to gain about 5. And Randolph is going to take a timeout. Yep. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. As he gets a nice 5-yard gain here, and there's 10 seconds left, and 5 yards at a crack isn't going to get it done. So you got to think that they're going to throw the ball around here a little bit.
Yeah, it's one of those. I think, Randy, they run that first play to see if they can get some positive yards out of it, and then now let's see what they come up with on this one. Randolph, like we mentioned before, Randy, they haven't sustained a drive yet. They got that turnover and got it in for about 35 yards, but they've hit some deep passes on Kennesaw. So, Kennesaw, I'm sure, is going to be ready for the deep one on this one.
Yeah, I think they're going to be really sagging here and make sure that the pass is caught underneath them, because really they only have time for two plays here, as Loberg is going to be the quarterback. No, check that. It is Stubbs. Just checked in. Stubbs throws it, and it's going to be incomplete. He was trying to lob it out on this left side here for Landon Anderson. If Anderson would have caught it, he would have gained about 10 yards, and that's about it.
Yep. You know, as he just kind of ran a little underneath route there, Randy, did Anderson, and that's what they tried to do is lob it up and over those guys and get it to Anderson, but got 5 seconds here to go in the second quarter, third and five for him. So this will probably be the last play of this half.
Well, even money is the deep ball or a screen. Yeah, that's you take your pick. The snap to Stubbs. Stubbs is going to throw the ball deep over the middle. It's going to be intercepted by Schnitzler at about the 35-36-yard line, and it is intercepted, and that looks good in the stats, but it's the last play of the first half, so Kennesaw doesn't really get a benefit from it. Kennesaw turned it over. Randolph turned it into points, and now Kennesaw gets that turnover back with the interception near midfield. But the most important thing is what's on the scoreboard, and right now it is 34-18, Kennesaw with the comfortable lead over Randolph. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Again, Kennesaw 34, Randolph 18, and we'll check numbers from around the state. We'll give you some scores as well as the stats from here in Kennesaw. We come back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here to Kennesaw, as at halftime, it is a comfortable lead for the Blue Devils, 34-18 over Randolph. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're still totaling up some numbers here, but Kennesaw really dominating in this football game in terms of rushing, especially because here in the first half, Preston Schnitzler has 13 carries for 134 yards. I can do that math in my head. That's 10 yards per rush. Keaton Harpin has 2 carries for 8 yards, and Austin Schnitzler, 22 carries for 117 yards. And so 259 yards here in the first half. 259 yards rushing on 37 carries. So, again, that is getting it done here. On the ground here for Kennesaw. In the air, only one pass attempted by Preston Schnitzler. It is incomplete. And so 259 yards of total offense for Kennesaw. Again, 37 rushes for those 259 yards. Compare that to Randolph. And again, Randolph, they want to establish themselves on the running game. Unofficially, I have them for 9 yards rushing here in the first half. They run the ball 13 times for 9 yards in the football game. Mason Stubbs was sacked for a 9-yard loss, the only time he had his hands on the ball in terms of running with it. Dylan Loberg has 4 carries for a negative 7 yards. That does include a couple of sacks when he was playing quarterback. Drew Loberg, who averages about 80 yards per ball game, is 18 yards here in the first half. He's kind of really been the featured running back as Dylan Loberg has done most of his damage from his quarterback position. But Drew Loberg has 18 yards rushing, and then South Lacus has one carry for 7 yards. So unofficially, 13 carries for 9 yards for Randolph here in the first half. They did hit two long passes. Mason Stubbs connected with Drew Loberg on a 62-yard touchdown pass. And before that, Drew Loberg with a 70-yard touchdown strike to Landon Anderson. So there's 132 yards in the air on two plays. Take that away. Yeah. They've got 9 yards of offense here in the football game, and Kennesaw has a 34-18 lead here at intermission. Let's check the scoring. Very first play from scrimmage, Preston Snitzler, a 65-yard run right up the middle, and then bounced it to the outside. The extra point by his brother Austin was good. It was 7-0. And then Randolph, their next series on third and long, Drew Loberg hit Landon Anderson on that 70-yard touchdown pass. They failed on all of their two-point conversion attempts, and they trail 7-6 at that point. Kennesaw got the next touchdown. Preston Snitzler on the ensuing drive, driving right down the middle of the field, capped it off with a one-yard quarterback sneak. The kick by his brother was good. It was 14-6. Randolph then got two straight touchdowns. They answered back with Mason Stubbs hitting Loberg this time from 62 yards away. The extra point, again, no good. They went for two, didn't get it. 14-12 at that point. After a fumble by Austin Snitzler, short field for Randolph, and Drew Loberg made him pay on a 10-yard run. Again, the try for two was no good. It was 18-14 at the end of the first quarter. That second quarter was all Kennesaw. Preston Snitzler, an 8-yard run. Extra point good, 21-18 at that point. Then Austin Snitzler, the first of two touchdowns in the first half, one from 12 yards away. He then added the extra point. And then Snitzler, a 5-yard run. The kick, the snap was a little bit high, and so the kick ended up being blocked. And it's 34-18 here at intermission as Kennesaw has a comfortable lead against Randolph. And I think more importantly, Don Lease, Kennesaw really asserting themselves as they really, you know, at Randolph, they're sitting over there in the end zone. They're kind of looking around like, you know, we've been able to kind of push people around all year. We're not doing that. We're getting pushed around.
Yep, and that's exactly right, Randy. You know, Kennesaw, you know, 37 carries and, you know, one play where it was a negative half a yard run.
Yeah, and then a turnover, that would be a negative play, too. Other than that, everything's been positive and on schedule.
Yep, and that's exactly, you know, the first, you know, series of downs, 5 yards, 6 yards, 4 yards. They were just on a roll on those situations, and those guys up front have done a great job for Kennesaw moving the football and then following their fullbacks, following their other backs and stuff like that, Randy. The Kennesaw has a ground attack that is very, very good, and it's just not, you know, one Snitzler, it's the other Snitzler going back and forth. They don't. It doesn't matter. They just want to win this football game. One of them has 20-some carries. The other one has 13 carries. And, you know, they're just running the football. They're doing a great job of downhill running the football is Kennesaw. And you can see it's kind of taking a little bit of a toll on Randolph.
And, again, if you can establish your running game, you start to wear down teams.
Yep.
And I really think Kennesaw, not only are they up 34-18, but they have worn down Randolph here in the first half. And Randolph will get the ball first to start the second half, and they've got to do something with it. If it's a three and out, Kennesaw gets the ball right back, and they start pounding right back at those Cardinals. You know, now it's going to be Katie bar the door, because you might be in the early stages of a rout at that point, because Kennesaw, again, physically is dominating this football game. Randolph has to find a way to come off the mat and change that.
They do. They do. That first, you know, series is going to be crucial for Randolph. You know, whether they try to establish some ground game or they try to move the football in the air, whatever they try to do, Randy, that first series is going to be very crucial. Like you said, if you give it back to Kennesaw and all of a sudden they just, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 play drive and punch it in, you know, this could be, you know, very, very difficult for Randolph to get back into the game.
Well, glad you could join us here on KKPR 98.9 FM in Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and Kennesaw, and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can log on there and follow all of our myriad of games on our Platte River radio stations. We'll talk about those games, other games across the state. When we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we're going to take a quick break here from Kennesaw as, again, the Blue Devils have established themselves in pretty good shape here. They lead it 34-18 over the Randolph Cardinals, and we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report by taking a look at scores from around the state when we come back right after this.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgExcel, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska.
Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AGXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Welcome back here to Kennesaw again at halftime, 34-18. Kennesaw has the lead against Randolph. Let's take a look at other scores from around the state, and we'll stay in the eastern bracket of Class D2. Top-seeded Exeter Milligan leads Chambers Wheeler Central 34-12. That game is at halftime, and Giltner right now is trailing Humphrey St. Francis up in Humphrey by a score of 6-0. That game is on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5, and again, streaming online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So once again, the Flyers have the lead over the Giltner Hornets, 6-0. That game is still in the first quarter. Kennesaw, as we mentioned, 34-18. Next up for them, if they hold on, they would travel to Fall City Sacred Heart. The number 7 seed ended the season for Stewart, 44-20. That is a final from a game that kicked off earlier today. Elsewhere, let's scroll this up the right way so I don't mess it up. In the eastern bracket of Class D1, 7 o'clock start between Friend and Diller Odell, so they haven't started there yet. Also a 7 o'clock start for Howells Dodge and Guardian Angels Central Catholic. However, getting started just about 20 minutes ago was Heartland, and they wasted no time getting started as the number 3 seed right now leads Clarkson Lee 16-0. That game is still in the first quarter, and it is Bruning Davenport Shickley with a 52-14 lead over the Bloomfield Bees at halftime. Once again, Bruning Davenport Shickley 52-14 over Bloomfield. That game is at halftime, and they'll have a running clock to start the second half there. So BDS in pretty good shape in that one in the eastern bracket of class D1. Did I screw that up? I think I screwed that up. Let me just go back from the very top here. In Class D1 in the west, Neely Oakdale with a 7-0 lead over Creighton. That game is in the first quarter. Burwell and Elm Creek right now no score. That game is in the first quarter. It just kicked off about 20 minutes ago. It was a final earlier on The Breeze. Hemingford over Blue Hill, 12-6. That game is a final. So Hemingford makes it into the next round, ending the season for the Bobcats. 12-6, the final on that one. And right now, Fullerton leads Amherst 24-0, as that game is on our sister station, KXPM. AM 1460 in Kearney and in the Amherst area, and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Fullerton 24-0 lead over Amherst. That game is in the first quarter. And again, at the conclusion of this game, our plan is to have coverage of the game on the AM. We'll put it on the FM after a post game here from Kennesaw. Amherst, though, is going to have to kick it in gear here a little bit. Otherwise, they might have a running clock in the second half. Fullerton right now with a 24-0 lead. That game's still in the first quarter. In Class D1 in the east, Friend Diller Odell start at 7. We mentioned Howells, Guardian Angels starting a little bit later. I think we got through everything, and somehow I missed the western bracket of Class D2. So out in the west in Class D2, Anselmo Myrna right now leading Paxton 16-0. That game is in the first quarter. Sandhills Thetford ended the season for Elwood 55-22. I think at one point Elwood had a 10-point lead, but then Sandhills Thetford ran off the last 40, 45 points or so. And so Sandhills Thetford ends the season for the Pirates 55-22 out in the west. Maxwell right now leading Bertrand 12-0 in the first quarter, and Guardian County and Brady are tied 0-0. Still no score. They kicked off. They have to be kind of late in that first quarter, but still it's the first quarter. Garden County and Brady still no score. So those are all the scores that we have for you from around the state. And KKPR delivers Your in-game scores, Valentino's of Kearney delivers right to your door. Valentino's, the home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Once again, at halftime, 34-18. Kennesaw has the lead at home here against the Randolph Cardinals. And we will continue with more of our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And again, some of those numbers that really pop out at you, Randolph and Kennesaw both want to establish the running game. Well, Randolph has not been able to do it. They've run the ball 13 times for 9 yards. Compare that with Kennesaw, who has 37 rushes for 259 yards in the game. What's kept Randolph in the game was a turnover that gave them the short field, and they were able to, the few positive rushing yards they got were on that one drive, and then they were able to hit a 70-yard pass and a 62-yard pass off of play action. Other than that, Kennesaw has really dominated this football game.
They have, Randy, and up front, Kennesaw has really done a great job up front, offensively and defensively, you know, because you look at Kennesaw and Randolph, at the beginning of the game, we were going, this is going to be a ground fest. Both teams are going to be able to move the football. Randolph's got that, you know, 1,500 yards and 700 yards by their two brothers. And then Kennesaw's got, you know, 1,100 and 1,300 yards by their two brothers. And it was interesting to see, you know, right off the bat, Kennesaw just marched it. You know, the first play of the game, they ran it for 65 yards. But the second time they got the football, it was 4 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards at a time. And they just kept on doing that. And, you know, about 8 to 10 play drive. And that wears on you. You know, Randolph, they've done that 2 or 3 times in this game. And it wears on you. And they're starting to wear down a little bit of Randolph is, I think. You know, it'll be interesting, Randy, to see what they do when they get this ball right here at the second half.
Well, they have a two-possession lead, two possessions and two conversions Randolph would need to be able to kind of tie this game. So that bad snap, but again, a nice job of Keaton Harpham all night in terms of handling the ball. The last two snaps, the last one was a little bit higher and behind him. The one before that was a great hold by Harpham. And boy, if you got that, you got a 3-possession lead. You're feeling a little bit more comfortable. So that missed extra point right now doesn't seem that important. And certainly, if you're wearing blue today, you're hoping that that doesn't come up and jump up and bite him.
Yeah, exactly right, Randy. But like you said, he's done a good job. Harpham does, getting that ball down, and then Schnitzler does a great job of getting the ball up in the air, and he gets it high right off the bat. That last one, it was a little bit back behind him, and by the time Hartman got it down there, Randolph was right in there to make the block. But, Randolph's going to get the ball here in the second half, Randy. They got to come out and establish some things right here, right off the bat in the second half.
Well, again, a bit of a surprise that Stewart got upset tonight by Fall City Sacred Heart. Stewart gave Randolph one of only their two losses, and that one was a little bit lopsided, 50-26. That game was on October 17th, and they lost to Emerson Hubbard, who's 5-3. That's kind of the anomaly here for Randolph on the season, because they've proven themselves to be a pretty good football team. But again, they don't have the tradition that Kennesaw has. Kennesaw is teeing it up right now to kick it off to Randolph. And again, Preston Snitzler has been punching the ball in the end zone all night long. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Snitzler will kick the ball. They'll bounce at about the 5-10-yard line. It's going to be picked up, and the return is coming up here by Anderson. And Anderson on that right side will stiff arm one guy, and he'll bring the ball across the 25-yard line. Not a bad return there.
Nope.
And again, a little bit different strategy on the kickoff for Kennesaw. And they end up having the ball at the 25-yard line. Or maybe he mishit it.
Yep, you might be right there, Randy. But the low line drive kind of bounced back there. Picks it up at about the 5-yard line where he's been putting it into the end zone. And you know, and Randolph getting the ball at the 15. Now they're going to get the ball here about the 24, 25-yard line.
Yeah, they're just short, really, of the 25. I think if you round it up, it would be the 25-yard line. Under center is going to be Drew Loberg. Movement up front for Kennesaw, but they don't come across. They're going to hand the ball off to Dillon. Dillon tries to get the outside stiff arm, makes one man miss, and then he's going to be tackled after a gain of about 8. Nice open field tackle there by Preston Snitzler. As, again, that stiff arm by Dillon Loberg got him a good extra 5-6 yards.
Yeah, because coming right through there that time, Randy, for Kennesaw was Zach Edwards. He got right in there right off the bat, but Dillon did a good job of stiff arming him and you know, picking up 9 yards on the play.
So they have it at the 34-yard line, and they can get a first down. Don't have to quite get to the 35, so this is going to be a short one. Under center is Drew Loberg. Loberg's going to pitch it out to Dillon. Dillon trying to get the corner, and he might have gotten it. He was tackled from behind by Austin Snitzler. He was hit behind the line of scrimmage but kind of tripped up, and I think he got that extra yard there as they're going to move the chains.
Yeah, just a quick toss to him going to his left side there, Randy. And Austin did Snitzler did a great job of coming up there and getting him by his feet, but it was just enough to get the first down for Randolph.
They move the chains just like the chains will move for you if you call Kearney Towing and Repair. If you're stranded on the side of the road, no matter where you are, they will get you home. Kearney Towing and Repair. Hand off to Dillon Loberg. Loberg up the middle, and the tackle by Snitzler again, and then cleaning up the top of it is Carson Woodman, and that's going to be a gain of about 4. And again, the one that really disrupted that was Preston Snitzler as he came in kind of late and filled in that hole.
Yep. And you can see, you know, Randolph, you know, where they've been running the football in the past, you can see that they've been doing that with all those yards by the Loberg brothers. Dillon's coming out here, and he's running extremely hard here, Randy, and they've had 3 running plays to him have Randolph right now.
Yeah, 9, 1, and 3 yards that they've had, so all have pretty much got it done. Another handoff here to Dillon Loberg. Dillon will spin off of one guy, and then now there's a whole Hades full of devils that come up there and fill things in there. The first one there was Zach Edwards. Finishing up was Carson Woodman, yep. And the Schnitzler brothers do a nice job in there as well. Loberg that time had nowhere to run.
He did not, Randy, this time. But you can see that, you know, Randolph's trying to establish a little bit of the run out of this. And, you know, this time Kennesaw stepped up to the challenge in the up front and in the middle linebacker position.
I formation. Drew is under center. He's looking to throw. Pressure coming, throws it in, and it's going to be tipped and incomplete. And it was trying to connect with the big 6'3 Seth Lackus. A little bit too high for the 6'3 kid. It goes off of his hands and incomplete. And now you got decision time if you're Randolph. You trail it 34-18 with 9:46 to go in the third quarter. You did have some success. Now you're facing fourth and about 7 near midfield. Do you roll the dice?
It looks like they're going to, you know,
they're
be in
punt formation.
But you never know. Zach Edwards did a great job of getting some pressure on that last one for Kennesaw to kind of get that ball thrown out of the, you know, guy's hand.
Loberg is in punt formation, but he does that rugby-style kick. This time he's just going to kick it pretty much straight on, and coming up with it on the fly is Snitzler. Not much hang time. Snitzler will bring it across the 30, cut back on the inside there, and he's going to be met by Seth Lackus. Lackus doesn't get the tackle, but he slowed him down enough. And then cleaning things up there is Drew Loberg. And so the ball will be about the 31, 32-yard line. Not much hang time with that punt, as it was kind of a line drive punt, kind of that rugby style. But he got off that punt pretty quick because pressure was coming from the Blue Devils.
Yes, it was, Randy. And Austin did a good job of having his momentum taking him towards that ball, Randy. And we mentioned that, you know, with Kearney Catholic and John Bach, how he always getting the ball, you know, and his momentum's always going forward. And Austin did a great job of getting that ball and going right up the field.
Well, there is a flag down on the far side at the line of scrimmage, and they've called an illegal procedure penalty on Randolph. And we'll see what Kennesaw decides to do here. They've got okay field position. The net change there was only about 10 yards on that punt. And, again, you're facing a punter that averages 42 yards on each punt. So I think, yeah, Kennesaw is going to say, no, we'll take that. We're good. And you also run the risk of muffing a punt or something bad happening.
Yep, and you got the ball, you know, pretty good field position. And like you said, it was only a net of about 10 yards on a guy that can kick the football very well.
So 9:32 to go here, third quarter. Kennesaw, their first possession of the second half. They lead it 34-18. Shotgun formation. Preston Snitzler is going to keep it himself right up the middle. Has a little seam. Bounces off one guy. Now he's going to try to push the pile forward. He's got a gain of about 9. And then they're going to finally shove him back. And I don't think I've heard a whistle yet.
I don't think so either, Randy. But just,
and you heard some of the guys in the press box say blow the whistle because you know Randolph is trying to strip the ball away.
You bet, you know, and standing him up and trying to do those types of things. And that's just smart by Randolph. They got to get something here to kind of jumpstart Randolph.
So they do bring it across midfield. It is inside the 40-yard line. So Kennesaw, again, is in Randolph territory. And, again, Randolph has only had about 4 snaps in Kennesaw territory all night. And the Blue Devils have been on the other side of the 40 quite a bit. Handoff here to Snitzler. Snitzler will just kind of slip through there and then really didn't have much room to run, just kind of ran over the tackler. And the tackle was made by Jacob Rath, but he's going to be just short of the first down marker.
Yeah, just taking the handoff deep, and he just came over to the left side. Randolph did a good job up front this time. They were blitzing their linebackers this time also, Randy, and there was just no room for Austin. So it's going to bring up third and about a half a yard here.
Yeah, if that, it might be a little bit less than those 18 inches. Under center is going to be Preston Snitzler. I formation, hand it off to Austin. Austin will slip to that left side. That line surge gives him more than enough for the first down. And, again, they start shoving him back after they get the ball out to about the 35 or just short of the 35-yard line. And so that'll be a gain of about 3 on the play.
Yeah, just a nice hard run, you know, tossing that thing to the right side. Austin does a great job of following his blockers. Randy picks up the first down on a nice hard run to the right side.
24 carries on the day here for Austin Snitzler, and I have him with now 121 yards on the game, and 142 for Preston Snitzler. I can't put those numbers together in my head right now, but it's a pretty impressive night here for the Snitzler brothers. Keeping it is going to be Preston Snitzler. He's got a lead blocker, and he'll try to get to the outside, and a nice job of coming off the blocker and making the tackle is going to be number 24, Denton Cool, and Cool is actually going to knock back Snitzler for about a 2-yard loss.
And we haven't said that too many times for a loss on a run for Kennesaw, but Denton did a great job that time coming around here, Randy, and just fighting off that block, and Preston was trying to get to the outside, and Denton did a real good job of fighting off his block and making the tackle.
2 rushes for negative yards so far tonight for Kennesaw, and they had 1 rush for 0 yards. Other than that, it's been positive all night. And that is now the 42nd. Rush of the night. Shotgun formation for Snitzler. He's going to throw it out to his brother Austin. Austin has it on that right side. Jukes around and is going to be tackled just short of the 30-yard line. Nice 7-yard gain on the play, and that was a good open field tackle.
It was, Randy, and you know they just ran a little bit of a kind of a, you know, a swing pass out there to him. You know, he was getting a lot of pressure, was Preston, and he just dumped it off to Austin. And like you said, coming up there making that open field tackle, I believe it was number 6 for Randolph, Connor Bloomsquist, and he did a real good job of coming up there and making that tackle.
Yeah, he's had some nice open field tackles out there. Randolph only starts 8 on offense, 8 on defense. The same 8 is what I'm trying to get at. Mm-hmm. But Bloomquist has come in and given some relief and made some nice plays. Shotgun formation for Preston Snitzler. Snitzler's going to keep it, trying to get to the first down marker on that right side. Runs over a couple of guys, just power football. And, boy, this is going to be close. I'm going to put him down for a 7-yard gain, and we'll see whether or not it's fourth down or first down, as it's going to be very, very close. And it's right at the first down marker where they're going to spot it. And they're going to mark it just short of the first down. Well, the down operator there has the wrong number up there. He's got it saying first down. But it is fourth down and about the distance of the football. And Kennesaw is going to come up there very, very quickly from the 31-yard line. Snitzler under center. There's movement up front, and it looked to me like it was all the white jerseys of Randolph that moved. And there was about three or four of them on a hard count that came across. There's a flag down. I didn't see any movement by the Blue Devils, and the Kennesaw kids are kind of clapping a little bit. It is going to be a five-yard encroachment. It might have been one of those things where Kennesaw is like, we're not going to snap the football. We're going to hard count it really, really hard.
Yep.
And if we have to, we'll call a timeout. And I don't know if that's what they did, but whatever they did, that hard count got Randolph offsides, and that'll move the chains. 6:04 to go here, third quarter, 34-18, a 16-point lead right now for Kennesaw, and they're trying to add to it. This is their first drive of the second half. They now have it first and 10 from the 22-yard line after the encroachment by the Cardinals. Two tight ends, I formation, Preston Snitzler under center, going to fake the handoff, has time to throw, going to lob it in underneath, and just a little bit too high for Keaton Harpham. Harpham had, he was blanketed on either side.
Yeah.
That was going to take a perfect pass, and that was a good pass,
yep.
But it wasn't quite perfect enough, but at least Snitzler threw it in a safe area, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, and he did, Randy, because he was, you know, had a guy in front of him, had a guy behind him, and he had to fit it just right in there, and he didn't quite do that, but he threw it in a place where it was either going to be caught by his guy or it was going to be incomplete.
Again, Kennesaw lost their first game of the year to Exeter Milligan, 52-26, and now they have run off eight straight wins here, and they're trying to make it win number nine on the season, their ninth in a row. They face it now second and 10. Snitzler is just going to keep it himself on a quarterback keeper, has a couple of lead blockers. He's going to bowl his way, and I do mean bowl his way, down to the 25-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of about seven. And again, you don't see that power running game with a quarterback very often. That's exactly what that was for Kennesaw.
Yeah, it was, Randy. You know, they put the two backs right there leading his way up there through there. And he's following his brother a lot of times on that. But Preston did a great job, you know, power football, running that football right up through there and following his blockers and running extremely, extremely hard.
This can be a long three here. Probably safer to say that it's third and four. And again, Snitzler is going to follow Harpham up the middle, and he'll get the ball out to about the 11-yard line, it would appear. And, boy, that's going to be awfully close, a gain of about four on the play. And we're going to just put that down as a gain that will get him right to the first down markers. And I think they're going to bring out the chains here. Yep, they're going to stop things, and they're going to bring the chains out. The chain gang bringing out the chains, just like Carney Towing and Repair, will do for you if you're stranded on the side of the road, no matter where you are. They'll get you home, Kearney Towing and Repair. So the sticks on their way out here, and we'll see as they stretch it out whether or not it's first and 10 or third and very short here for the Blue Devils. In any event, we kind of talked about them asserting their power, and they've been doing that, even though they're about the about half of a football short of the first down.
Yep, and they have, Randy. You know, they just come out here, and Randolph tried it right off the bat. You know, they gained a few yards on their first few plays, and now Kennesaw is just going right at them. They're going to, you know, try to go right at them here. It's fourth down and inches to go here.
I have it being third. I thought Preston Sinsler had a seven-yard gain and then that three-yard gain. I have this being third down.
And an incomplete pass.
The incomplete pass, yep. You're right. So it is going to be fourth down. And we've got less than about a foot here. It's about a foot. Snitzler under center. And again, is going to have that I formation, two tight ends. Hard count. They hand it off to Austin. Austin with a little stiff arm trying to get the outside. Runs through that first tackler, and he's going to bring it inside to about the 10-yard line. That stiff arm, yep. They had an angle at him, and he was able to just kind of muscle his way into first and goal from about the 5-yard line. And that stiff arm by Snitzler was huge.
Yes, it was, Randy. As he got the ball, went to the right side, he kind of wanted to go up the middle. He bounced it out to the outside. Denton Cool was there for Randolph. He stiff-armed him and then went on through there and gets a first down. So it's going to be first and goal for Kennesaw.
His 25th carry of the night, and he's got 128 yards to show for it. That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
They're going to split Harpham out to the left, so only one back in the backfield with Snitzler, and the quarterback is going to keep it. Preston trying to follow Austin, but tell you what, there was a run blitz there, and Randolph sent Grant Brunson, and Brunson comes up there and makes a nice little tackle. There's going to be a short loss on the play.
Yeah, they spread. You know, they put one guy onto this outside here, Randy, clear out here, to kind of try to spread out Randolph, but like you said, Brunson did a great job of blitzing in through there and tackling you know, Snitzler for a little bit of a loss on that play.
There were too many Cardinals for all those Blue Devils to block up the middle, and it's going to be about a 3-yard loss. So, again, they have the same formation, different players who are split out wide to the left. There's two split out wide to the left. Shotgun formation here for Preston. Preston has time, throws it, a man open. It's caught in the end zone, touchdown. And then a late flag after the catch by Austin Snitzler in the end zone. And we'll see whether or not there's a pick play or something here. But as soon as the ball was caught, there was a flag in the air.
Yep, and I think that's what you're going to get here, Randy. Might be a little bit of a pick play down here because once he caught it, like you said, the flag came right in the air.
And Kennesaw's walking back. And I got to move here and make sure that pole, that's right where the white hat is. So if I miss the call, keep an eye on it for me. I think this is going to take a touchdown off the board, it would appear, from the body language of the Blue Devils. The white hat getting the information, and he's going to call pass interference on the Blue Devils. So I don't know if it was a pick play, but as soon as the ball was caught, they threw the flag and then put the hands up. Yep. And they didn't really mean it when they put the hands up either.
No. And they did it right off the bat. Once they saw what was happening there, they threw it right off the bat, did the officials and stuff. But, pretty well-designed play out of that because they wanted to get that ball out there to Austin Snitzler as much as you can. You'd like to get him in space whenever you can to get that ball to him.
Now, I don't know if he pushed himself off or when they crossed off, but he was wide open. And so that'll be a penalty here on the Blue Devils, and that's a big penalty. It's a 15-yarder. That'll take the ball out to about the 22-yard line. So it's going to be now second and goal from the 22.
Yep, and takes points off the board, like you said before, Randy, too. And it's going to be second goal from the 22 now for Kennesaw.
Inside of 4 minutes to go here at third quarter, 34-18, Kennesaw with the lead. And now the shotgun is going to be Preston Snitzler. Snitzler follows Harpin's block on that right side, slips through to the inside then, and he's going to get it across the 20 and then keeps running and gets the ball down to about the 16-yard line. That time, that late whistle that we've seen benefited Kennesaw as they had him stood up, and then he was able to slip out of there at the last moment and get the ball down to about the 16-yard line. That'll be a gain of 7 here for Preston Snitzler.
Yep, and like you said, following Keaton Harton going to that right side, Randy, and then once he got hit, he got stood up there for a little bit, kind of slipped off that. The whistle didn't blow. He kept his feet going and then picked up another couple yards, did Preston.
So third and goal from about the 16-yard line. Two wideouts to the left. A shotgun formation here for Snitzler. Snitzler looking to his left will step up. He's going to throw it, and it is going to be incomplete. Was probably going to take a perfect pass to Austin Snitzler for the touchdown. It was just about 2 yards too far, and again, pressure was coming, and I think Preston threw that ball a little bit sooner than he wanted to.
Yep, and Dylan Loberg had coverage there, Randy, and it was going to have to be a good pass right there. But like you said, Preston had to step up there and throw that just a little bit before he wanted to. They ran kind of a deeper crossing route, kind of like what they did on the one that they got called for the touchdown taken off the board. But it was going to have to be a perfect pass.
Preston Snitzler's only had one interception all season long, so if he can't find his target, he always throws it in a safe area. And he'll fake the handoff here. Pressure coming, and he'll get sacked all the way down to about the 25-yard line. They came with pressure. That play action didn't fool Denton Cool, and Cool is able to make the sack all the way out to the 25-yard line on fourth down. And so that'll be a turnover on downs.
Yeah, and that's what Randolph kind of needed, Randy, because it looked like Kennesaw was going to go in for the touchdown here. And, Randolph did a good job, with that penalty, and now holding Kennesaw on downs now.
And a couple of sacks, a couple of losses on the play will actually back up the offense 18 yards after they had first and goal at the 7. Rolling out, looking to throw here is number 2, Mason Stubbs. Stubbs is going to throw it in underneath, and it's going to be caught. Nice running catch there to Loberg, and Loberg makes the catch.
Yep, Drew Loberg just ran a quick out, about a 7-yard out here, Randy, 6-7 yard out, and they get the ball out here to him, and you get those Lobergs out in space. That's what they want to kind of do. But Kennesaw was right there once he made the catch to make the tackle, though.
By far their shortest pass completion of the night. They had a 62-yarder and a 70-yarder, and this is the first one that isn't double digits or a touchdown. Second and 3, Stubbs looking to throw, and he'll throw it off on this left side. It's caught, and both toes were on the sideline, and Landon Anderson jumping around thinking he had it. It was right in front of us. We had a good vantage point, and it looks to me like the officials made a good call there. It is incomplete.
Yep, I think you're right, Randy, and they were right there. The officials were right there to make that call as Anderson came on an out route there. He made a nice catch, but I think his toes were right on that line.
Yep, and I think both of them were about – he needed about 2 more inches.
Yep.
So it's going to be third and about 3. Ball at the 31-yard line. They got to get it just short of the 35. Dropping back past the Stubbs, and pressure's coming, and it got him. The sack by Austin Snitzler. They came with the blitz. Nobody picked up Snitzler, and Snitzler basically ran faster than Mason Stubbs could drop back.
Yeah. And like you said, Austin did a good job, you know, kind of disguising that blitz there, Randy, like he was going to go back in coverage, but he was coming on that blitz. Once they snapped it, he came flying right up through there and sacks him for a loss to bring it up fourth down for Randolph now.
Yeah, a loss of about 14 on the play. And now a punting situation, we would assume, here for Loberg. So Dylan Loberg gets the snap. Now he's looking to throw. Now he'll punt, and the punt is up high, and it's going to bounce and be down at about the 38-yard line. And Dylan Loberg rolled out, looked like he was going to throw, and then punted at the last moment. Was touched there by Carson Woodman and wanted to call. And you're not going to get a call there.
No.
The defense gets to play defense there. If you're starting to run with the ball, you're a runner now, and if you punt it, you now can run into you.
Yep.
So good no call there by the officials.
Yeah. And he was coming out, like you said, Randy, it looked like he was going to try to pass it downfield on that, and then realized it wasn't going to be there, and then he punts it away. They're trying to get that call, of running into the kicker again. Yeah.
And Carson Woodman played it perfectly there. High punt that's down at about the 36-yard line, so just short of midfield after a 3-and-out is Kennesaw. Kennesaw will hand it off here with a comfortable lead. They get it to Austin Snitzler. Snitzler's only going to gain about 1 yard on the play on his 26th carry of the night. Minute 47 to go here, third quarter, 34-18, Kennesaw with the lead.
And that time, Randolph did a good job up front, Randy, and then their linebackers were able to fill right in there to make the tackle.
Ag Excel, your precision fertilizer application experts, located in Kearney, or online at agxcl.com. Ag Excel, where precision meets the soil, one of our presenting sponsors of state playoff football here on Platte River Radio. Preston Snitzler, quarterback keeper, right up the middle, follows his lead blockers, and he's going to be awfully close to the first down. A gain of about 8 on the play. We'll see as they unstack it whether or not it's first down or third and short. It looks like it's going to be third and very short.
Yep, just following his blockers. Preston does a great job of doing that, Randy, and when they get in that, deeper snap, and he just follows those blockers once they snap it back to him. And a great job up front by Kennesaw, and it's just going to be barely short.
So, again, they're certainly on schedule here, and under center, no, they're going to put him in the shotgun. Snitzler's going to follow his lead blockers right up the middle, and he'll just kind of pour over the top of them and make it down to the 31. That'll be a gain of 3, just a quick hitter for Preston Snitzler. Not really waiting for his blocks there,
yep.
Understanding that all he needs a yard. That's the important thing. That first yard is the one that matters, and not necessarily worrying about being patient trying to get the big run.
You bet, and that's exactly right, Randy, just getting it and just taking it right up the middle and picking up the first down. Exactly what he wanted to do.
On the breeze, 94.5. Right now, St. Francis has a 22-6 lead over Giltner. That game is in the second quarter on the breeze, 94.5, and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So that's in action here in Class D2. Again, if Kennesaw wins, they'll be going to Fall City next Tuesday, and we got a timeout here. Kennesaw calls the timeout with 31 seconds to go here in the third quarter as they didn't like what they saw from the Randolph defense. So they call timeout, leading it 34-18, 31 seconds to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. We'll be back right after this timeout.
He's at the 30, 20, 10, touchdown, the home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Krull Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Krull Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland, the IMT Group, and you, a team that can't be beat.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. The timeout here for Kennesaw. They lead at 34-18. Gives us a chance to get you updated on a couple other scores. Fullerton right now with a 32-8 lead over Amherst in the second quarter. That game is on our sister station, 1460 KXPN. And we'll be joining that game after our postgame here in Kennesaw before we have the scoreboard show coming up at the conclusion of the game out in Fullerton. Harpum gets the ball taken out of his belly by Preston Snitzler. Snitzler breaks one tackle, spins out of there, is hit again at the 25-yard line, lunges over the top of that as he runs over the top of Dylan Lohberg, and they're going to spot him down at about the 23-yard line. That'll be a nice gain of 8, and Preston Snitzler, kind of the rubber band man out there, getting bounced around and being able to bend and contort his body, because, boy, he was hit hard a couple of times.
He was, Randy. He gained about 2 yards on the play to start off with and got hit pretty darn hard. He spun off that and then went on in for about a 7-8 yard gain on that play.
And that is the final play of the third quarter. So Kennesaw will have it second and 2 from the 23-yard line of Randolph, and they already lead it 34-18 after all the offense we had in the first half. No points scored here in the third quarter. That's okay with Kennesaw because they lead it by 16, and they've got 12 minutes to play in the football game. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
Second and about 3 here. Preston Snitzler, quick handoff to Austin Snitzler off that left side. Quick little 5-yard gain. And Kennesaw again moving the chains, leading it now 34-18. First play of the fourth quarter. Puts them in pretty good position here to start putting this game away.
Yeah, it does, Randy, and they're just starting to move the football again as they've done in the second quarter and the first quarter also. But, you know, they're just moving the football down the field here, yeah, picking up 5-6 yards on a play.
Austin Snitzler, 27th carry of the night. And now here's his next one. And right up the middle, makes one man miss, goes right off that left side and in for a 16-yard touchdown. Austin Snitzler ran over one guy, just kind of slipped through a little opening there. And 16 yards later, Kennesaw extends their lead 40-18.
Yeah, because they had a blitz at Randolph coming up the middle there, Randy, and he got hit right off the bat. Once he got the handoff, he made about one step, and he got hit, and he knocked that guy over, made one step to the outside, and hit a hole extremely hard and went right on in for the touchdown for Kennesaw.
So that 16-yard run puts them up ahead, and they're going to be kicking here again as Austin. No, they're going to go for 2 here. And a quick little counter, they give it to Harpum. Harpum is going to get stood up, and that try for 2 is going to be no good. So our score remains 40-18. Now a 22-point lead here for the Kennesaw Blue Devils as they lead it by over 3 scores with 11:37 to go here in the football game. Kennesaw asserting themselves, but they've got to kick it off to Randolph when we come back after this.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Well, Kennesaw now leads by 3 touchdowns, a couple of 2-point conversions with 11:37 to go in the football game, 40-18 as they've been wearing down Randolph all night. And they haven't thrown the knockout punch yet. They haven't thrown that knockout punch. They're probably a conversion or 2 away. But I'll tell you what, Randolph is on the map.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're you can kind of see their heels are back, Randy. They're just, you know, Kennesaw has really just come out here and asserted themselves and marching down the field throughout the time with all these run plays.
So kicking off here is going to be Preston Snitzler, and this time they're going to kick it off deep, and the Lobergs are just going to watch the ball fly over their head into the end zone, and it'll be first and 10 for Randolph from the 15-yard line. Coverage of the state football playoffs here on Platte River Radio, brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. We're here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at Kennesaw, where they lead it now 40-18, 11:37 to go. And again, if Randolph has a three and out, I think you can start warming up the bus.
Yeah, you know, because they got to get something going here, Randy, to, you know, kind of stay into this game.
Shotgun formation for Loberg. He's looking to roll on his right. Drew looking to throw now. Pressure coming. Makes one man miss. Throws it late over the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. I'm not sure if he was trying to connect over there with Seth Lackus. That's who I was kind of watching over there. But then the guy that ended up being closer to it was Landon Anderson. And because I can't tell, gives you an idea. Coverage was pretty good, and we're just kind of hoping for the best there.
Yep. As he rolled out to that right side, Randy, he got a little bit of pressure, and he had to kind of come back towards the middle. And he kind of threw it back across the middle. And like you said, there was two guys that were there for Randolph, kind of in between them. But that pressure by Kennesaw up front made him throw it before he wanted to.
They would rather have Loberg be one of their running backs and do that. But Mason Stubbs just has been had a hand in his face all night. And they need somebody that can actually run through some tackles because Kennesaw's put pressure on. Loberg takes a snap, a little scramble, a little bit of pressure, wobbly pass on that far sideline. It's going to be incomplete, trying to connect with Seth Lackus, but coverage was right there by Preston Snitzler, and it's incomplete.
Yep, they tried to get roll a guy out to that side, Randy, and they ran two guys underneath and then send somebody down that sideline, and you tried to connect with Lackus there, but Preston Snitzler was right there for the defense.
And I'm looking on this near sideline, and I don't know what happened to Keaton Harpum, but Harpum looks like he has an injured tailbone or something. He is not feeling very comfortable at all. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Now he's walking a little bit better, but he had a little tailbone stinger, I think, there for a moment. And now they're kind of forced here. Mason Stubb is in at quarterback. He's in the shotgun. And coming across the formation is going to be Dylan Loberg. Stubbs looking to throw the screen, and it's intercepted! It's diagnosed and intercepted by the Blue Devils. Stepping up there, knowing what's going on, is the coach's kid. Preston Snitzler makes the interception on the screen, diagnosed it, and now the Blue Devils are in tall cotton.
Yep, they got the interception. They're down to the 15-yard line here, Randy. Mason Stubbs is just trying to roll out and trying to set up that screen play right there as I think it was number 40, Seth Lackus, was coming across there in motion. And Preston did a good job of just following him, going right with him, and read that perfect.
And he jumped the route, made the interception. It's first and 10 from the 15, and Kennesaw now can throw that knockout punch. Under center is going to be Preston. Preston hands it off to Austin. Austin, hard run right up the middle, spins through there, breaks a tackle, in for a 15-yard touchdown.
Just a nice hard run going to the right side. He followed his fullback there, and this time back there it was number 44 for Kennesaw, Carson Woodman, and he did a great job of leading him up through there. Got hit about, after gaining about 6 yards on the play, spun around and ran right through the tackle and in for the touchdown.
So after little brother has the interception, big brother is able to take it 15 yards right up the middle, ran over one guy, then spun through there. They grabbed his jersey, and he drug a guy into the end zone, and now they'll try to add the extra point. Preston Snitzler is the holder. High snap, gets it down, and might have been deflected, but the kick is still good. Muscling it through there was Austin Snitzler, who's able to kick it in and good, and it's now 47-18. With 11:11 to go in the football game, Kennesaw in control over Randolph. When we come back right after this.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
And welcome back here. And again, we've been kind of talking about the special teams being one of the factors. Kennesaw looking good in all facets, don't get me wrong. But Preston Snitzler now with an opportunity to kick the ball through the end zone after his big brother Austin hit the extra point. And again, conversion's a factor as you go on. And next week when they travel to Fall City to take on Sacred Heart, that might be a factor there as well. But Kennesaw, just a lot of little things. They're looking really good right now. And that high kickoff by Preston Snitzler, again, well over everybody's head into the end zone. And that'll be a touchback. And again, if I'm the special teams coach for the Blue Devils, I would always kick the ball through the end zone, and I would always kick the extra point, because they are automatic with that kicking game right now.
They are, Randy, and their special teams has done a great job here tonight. And you know, on the last one, we had Preston Snitzler doing the holding for his brother Austin on that, on the last extra point there also.
Well, we're keeping an eye on Keaton Harpin. We mentioned earlier that he wasn't feeling very well, and he's still out there. And he's playing that safety position, two tight ends, and they're going to hand it off here to Dylan Harpin. Dylan Harpin trying to get that outside, and he's going to be tracked down on that backside by, I think Tyson Burr, was it, number six?
Yeah.
Yeah, six made the tackle. And if he hadn't got it, Preston Snitzler was going to be there, but that was a nice little seven-yard gain for Dylan Loberg.
Yeah, going to the right side, just following his blockers there, Randy. You know, picks up about 7 yards on the play, but like you said, Tyson Burr came up there and did a good job of making the tackle.
47-18, Kennesaw firmly in control here with 10:38 to go in the fourth quarter. I formation, and Loberg is going to hand the ball off to Dylan Loberg, and he's going to come right up the middle, and he's not going to make it back to the line of scrimmage, I don't believe. That's going to be a short loss on the play.
Yeah, up front, Kennesaw did a great job there. Number 57 was in on that. Zach Edwards was in there. 44 Carson Woodwin was in there, and they all did a great job up front, Randy, and the linebackers were able to get in there.
Coverage of the state football playoffs brought to you in part by our presenting sponsor, Tom Dinsdale Automotive, on the corner of Stolley Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, also at DinsdaleAuto.com. Second and a long two here. Loberg in at quarterback. He's going to keep it himself. He wanted to hand it off. Now he bounces to the outside, has an angle. He outruns the linebacker on that far side, and he's able to take it on the outside, 58 yards for the touchdown. They actually mishandled it, and it worked to Randolph's advantage. A 58-yard run for Loberg, and just that quick, Randolph strikes pay dirt.
Yep, and like you said, Randy, it looked like they kind of wanted to get that handoff there. It didn't happen, so Drew just took it and went to the outside, got the edge there, and then went in for the touchdown. Nice run, nice long run by Drew.
47-24, 23-point game right now. And out of the shotgun formation, Loberg is going to have a running back on either shoulder. He takes the snap, and Drew's looking to throw. Now pressure's coming, throws it late. And it's going to be caught or not? Yes,
yep.
It is. It's going to be caught in the back end of the end zone by Logan Nordhues. So the 2 point is good after the long run by Drew Loberg from 52 yards away. They get their first conversion of the night. And it's now a 21-point ball game with 9:46 to go. Hold all mutual tickets. This one's not quite over yet. Kennesaw will get their hands on the ball, or will it be an onside kick? We'll find out with the Blue Devils leading at 47-26. We come back right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Well, Randolph right now is teeing up the football, and I would not be at all surprised to see Grant Brunson try an onside kick here. Kennesaw is playing for that onside kick as they have the hands team up there at about the 40-yard line, and they're gonna squib it, and it's going to be bounced and into the hands of Will Gallagher, I believe. No, that wasn't number 20. It was number 10, Keaton Harpin. Harpin made the catch on the bounce, went right to him, and he just went down to the turf. And so the Blue Devils will get the ball in pretty good field position. I think you got to try the onside kick there, even though it did not work.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, 9:44 to go here in the fourth quarter, and they've had some, you know, big plays is what Randolph's had and stuff. They just punched one in. You got to try something here to get some, you know, get that ball back as soon as possible.
Well, they're still down by 3 touchdowns, and then obviously they got to get 2 more conversions as well to have the lead. 1 more conversion won't quite get it done. Hand off to the big brother, Austin Snitzler. Snitzler right up the middle. He's going to pound his way to a gain of about 6 on the play, just right up the middle.
Yeah.
And that's the first time in the last 3 times he's been handing the football that he didn't hand the ball to the official in the end zone.
Yeah, just a nice hard run, taking that ball up the middle, Randy. And, you know, he's following his blockers, does a great job. And when he sees a hole, he's fun to watch because he just hits it exceptionally hard and picks up 6 yards on the play.
So it'll be 2nd and 4. They're just short of midfield at about the 38-and-a-half-yard line. In the shotgun formation is Preston Snitzler, going to follow his 2 lead blockers to the left side, and he's going to be met at the line of scrimmage, and they still haven't blown the whistle after they push him back about 6 yards. And so there'll be no gain on the play there for Preston Snitzler, his 25th carry of the night.
Yep, just trying to follow his blockers, you know, the 2 guys back there in the backfield for him. He's trying to follow them, Randy. There just wasn't anything. Randolph did a good job. They had number 40, number 11, and number 22 all blitzing on that situation there, did Randolph.
So over 170 yards so far for Preston Snitzler. He's got 172. And he's carried the ball 25 times. Now he's under center. 2 tight ends. I formation. Hand off to Austin. Austin right up the middle. He'll make one man miss when he gets an open space. Puts his head down. Pushes through there. And I think he's got enough for the first down after a nice little gain of about 5 on the play.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, just, you know, he does a good job following his blockers. But then once he sees that hole, he goes. He puts his head down. He's a tough runner. He got hit before the first down marker, but by the time his momentum, he ends up picking up the first down.
Well, they just marked the ball, and so they just start the clock at that point, and we'll see whether or not Kennesaw takes some time to work some clock here. No, they just come up there. They're going to snap it relatively quickly, and Schnitzler's going to keep it himself. I think it was a busted play as he wanted to hand it off, but again, that offensive line gave him a little run, a hole to run through there, and it's going to end up being a gain of about 3. I don't think it was designed that way for a quarterback to spin around like that, but still that offensive line for Kennesaw asserts themselves, and it's still going to be a solid gain on 1st and 10, and now makes it about 2nd and 6.
Yep, like you said, Randy, he spun around there to kind of look like he's trying to hand off. There was nobody there, so then he took off and went to the right side, picks up about 4 yards on the play.
So 176 yards rushing here for Preston Snitzler. His big brother, I got to total that up. He's going to be in that neighborhood. It's going to be over 150, and they hand the ball off to Snitzler this time, and Austin really doesn't have much room to run at all. He gets no gain on the play.
Now going to his left side this time, Randy. And, you know, Randolph did a good job. They're sending their linebackers a lot on this, and they're selling out on the run on these plays. But there just wasn't anywhere for Austin to run on that one.
Well, just short of 160 yards is Austin Snitzler. I mentioned that Preston now has 176.
Jeez.
And so that's wow.
Wow.
That's getting her done.
Yes.
You know, 330 yards on the ground between 2 brothers. 2nd and about 6 here. We're inside of 7 minutes to go. Kennesaw leads at 47-26. Preston's going to keep it. Kind of that fullback sweep. That's going to be that quarterback sweep as he's got the 2 lead blockers, and he's not going to have enough for the first down. It's going to be 4th and about 2.5.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, just following you. They snap it to him, and they got the 2 backs to his sides there, and he just follows them, and then it's a basically, like you said, a quarterback sweep going to the right side. It's going to bring up about 4th and about 3.
You're a pessimist. It's 2.5.
Yeah.
In any event, we'll see if that Kennesaw offensive line, which has done a great job blocking all night, can give somebody a seam here as they run with 2 tight ends, hand off to Preston Snitzler, and he gives it to Austin. Austin, I don't think he got there.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, that time there wasn't that line search that we've been seeing all night here for Kennesaw as a little bit of a run blitz. They gave an extra linebacker in there to block there for that offensive line for Kennesaw. So no gain on the play, and that'll be a turnover on downs.
Yeah, and you know, one of those things it did do is it ran off, you know, about 3.5 minutes off on the clock, but, you know, they didn't quite pick up the first down on this play. But like you said, Randy, you know, the line search just wasn't quite there on this play as they turn it over on downs, and Randolph will get the ball back.
So Kennesaw will turn it over here, and we're midway through the fourth quarter. They still lead it now, 47-26. But again, they need to, if Randolph scores, they got to make him take some time off. Randolph's done it primarily with the big plays. And the shotgun snap here for Drew Loberg. Loberg looking to throw, and he's looking to throw the ball deep. Snitzler has coverage, and it's going to be off the hands of the intended receiver. A well-thrown ball. Snitzler just had a little bit of trouble with his footing as he turned around to try to find the ball. It actually went off the intended receiver's hands, Dylan Loberg, and falls incomplete.
Yeah, just a nice play call because they sent the guys coming across the middle, coming back to this left side of Randolph, and then swung Dylan or down the sideline there, Randy, and Preston did a great job of going right with him and just got enough to get tip it away there.
Yeah, he had great coverage, but again, because that little stumble he had turning around, fortunate something bad didn't happen. Mason Stubbs is going to throw it now. He throws it on that right side. It's going to be caught. Preston Snitzler can't make the tackle. And in open space and running with the ball is Landon Anderson. Anderson goes down that sideline. And it's another long touchdown, this time from 52 yards away. And again, there were a couple of guys there, but Landon Anderson is able to reel it in. His second catch of the night. One's a 70-yard touchdown. This one is a TD from 52 yards away.
Yeah, just an out route, really, on that side, Randy. And there was a guy right there, and as he made the catch, he just made one guy miss, and then another guy came coming over there, tried to stop, kind of his feet got underneath him, and he slipped on the play, and then Dylan goes all the way down for the touchdown.
Well, this now makes it 47-32 with 5:46 to go, and Randolph trying to put together the comeback. This conversion is going to be a big one. If they don't get it, again, it's going to make things awfully tough for him. Shotgun formation for Drew Loberg. Loberg gets the snap, looking to throw. Now he's going to run right up the middle, puts his head down, and he is into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So Drew Loberg runs it in from two, and now with 5:46 to go in the ball game, your score 47-34, a 13-point ball game with now 5:46 to go, and now I'm pretty sure we will see an onside kick for Randolph when we come back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Well, it's getting interesting now, 47-34, a 13-point lead here for Kennesaw as Randolph, again, hits that quick hitter from 52 yards away. And now with 5:46, I'm sure you're going to see the onside kick again, and they try it this time. It's bouncing. It's on the ground. It's free, and I think Randolph has it. There's a scrum for it at about the 36-yard line, and Randolph does come up with the football.
And just
coming up with it there is Grant Brunson.
And just a nice, they got that bounce, Randy, just right. And, got by the first group of people. And then all of a sudden there's Grant Brunson, I think you said, Randy, bouncing on the ball.
And, again, there was a player there, but it took a very, very good bounce from the Randolph perspective. And the first time they kicked it up the middle, didn't quite have that bounce. That other angle changed it a little bit, and it was a glancing blow off of one of the Blue Devils. They couldn't come up with it. And winning the battle for the football is Grant Brunson. So at the 36-yard line, 37-yard line, and down by 13, Randolph has momentum and the football. They've had the last two touchdowns of the ball game. Shotgun formation for Stubbs. Stubbs is going to throw on this left side. It's going to be complete right in front of Austin Snitzler, and the pass is good to Drew Loberg.
Yep, just a nice little out route for him. Randy picking up about 5-6 yards on the play. Just an out route there. Austin Snitzler was there, but it was just a nice pass, nice catch.
So Loberg gets about a 6-yard reception. It's going to set up now second and about four. And I think you're kind of seeing the recipe here for Randolph. I think they may be giving up on the running game and are looking to throw the football either with Stubbs or to Loberg. And again, if Stubbs is your quarterback, and he's in there right now, you have Drew Loberg as one of your receivers. They'll break the formation, Lacus in motion, rolling to the right is Stubbs. Stubbs will throw, and a high catch up high for it is Landon Anderson. Anderson makes the catch at about the 20-yard line, and the Snitzler boys make the tackle there, but that's going to be a gain of 11, and it'll move the chains.
Yep, just like you said, Randy, is a high throw there, and Anderson did a great job of going up there and getting the ball.
And I did not see a flag, but there's a flag on the play that is going to go against Randolph. It's going to negate that.
Oh yeah,
and there was a hold right in the middle. Yeah, you can see it blended in with the letter K. In the middle of the field there. And so right at the point of attack, there is a hold that is called that is going to take off that pass.
Yeah. And now you got, second and long. But, like you said, Randy, they're doing a good job is Randolph, going to this passing game right here.
Now back them up to about the 33-yard line. So they're short of midfield here. They got to get across midfield and take it down to about the 27. So they'll start the clock with 5.5 to go. 47-34. Down by 13. Dropping back is Stubbs. Stubbs has pressure. Throws it in late. It's tipped and incomplete. It was off the hands of the intended receiver. And Keaton Harpin trying to put the brakes on and come back for the ball. Couldn't come up with it. Good coverage there by Austin Snitzler there. And trying to make the catch. And off of his hands was Logan Nordhuis.
Yep. Just running about a 10-yard out here, Randy. And Mason Stubbs does a good job of rolling out this side and tries to hit him on that sideline. But the Snitzler brothers were right there for that tackle if he would have caught that one also.
Well, third and about 20 here from the 33-yard line. And the Kennesaw faithful on their feet, encouraged by Carson Woodman and Zach Edwards on that defensive line, trying to get him to make some noise. Shotgun formation this time for Drew Loberg. Loberg waiting, and now you got a timeout, Randolph. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 5:24 to go, fourth quarter, 47-34. Kennesaw with the lead. Randolph with the last two touchdowns to make this a two-possession game. Still time here, and that's why they call timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
Well, it's going to be third and 20 here for the Randolph Cardinals, and they know how important it is to get a first down in one of the next two plays here. Shotgun formation for the Cardinals, calling it out as Drew Loberg. Dillon comes across the formation, so now there's two wide receivers to the right. Loberg looking that way. He's rolling around, pressure coming. Makes one man miss, and then he's going to get wrapped up. Finishing it off is going to be Carson Woodman.
Yep,
and so it's going to be fourth and a whole bunch here for the Cardinals.
And a nice job. I think it was number 57 got in there, Zach Edwards, right off the bat. Randy kind of made Mason Stubbs kind of scramble to the right side, and Carson Woodward came up with the tackle.
Well, Stubbs is going to check in. That was actually Loberg, who was knocked back for about an 8-yard loss on the play. And now it's going to be fourth and about 28. The ball is going to be about the 27-yard line. They got to cross midfield to get to the 30. Well, they're going to have to cross the 40 down to about the 27-yard line. Shotgun formation. Loberg looking to throw. He's hit as he throws. It's going to be incomplete. Disrupting the play with the not quite sack, but knocking him down as he was throwing it was Wyatt Woodman. And Woodman, with the pressure, makes it an incomplete pass and a turnover on downs. And not only does Kennesaw have the ball, but they've got the ball in great field position.
Just trying to roll out to his right side there, and he had one guy going down the sideline there. And like you said, Wyatt Woodman did a great job of getting in there and making a lot of pressure on him and sacking him for that one. But
well, Kennesaw was able to make them one-dimensional.
Exactly.
And that helps out your defense a lot, and Wyatt Woodman makes the play. Hand off here to Snitzler. Stiff arm here by Austin Snitzler. Cuts back to the inside. Going to get stood up. Now the whistle will blow, He did not get much of a gain at all. 4:22 to go in the football game. It'll be now 2nd and 10 for Kennesaw.
And coming up, you know, Randolph right now, Randy, they're just coming up with a lot of blitzing and stuff right here. And Kennesaw's just trying to, you know, get this clock running and keeping it going, trying to pick up a first down out of this situation.
They've got it now 2nd and 10 from the 27-yard line. Shotgun formation. Preston Snitzler will call it out. He'll keep it himself, go right off the tight end, and then get folded after he gets the ball after a gain of about 3.5. And, boy, was he hit hard by Grant Brunson.
Yep, and then, you know, he faked that handoff, Randy, and he was trying to make that, you know, one little cut to go to that outside, and Grant Brunson did a great job coming up there and making the stick.
Well, again, you unstack that. That's a gain of 5, and that was a quick hitter. I didn't realize he got that many yards. And I was impressed by the tackle at the end. But 3rd and 5, which means they're on schedule here because this is 4-down territory. Ball at about the 23-yard line. They hand it off to 23. Austin Snitzler off that left side. Cuts back to the inside. That's going to be a gain of about 4.5, maybe 5. It's going to be close to first down yardage here.
Yeah, just taking that handoff, going to the left side, following his blockers. Austin does a great job of doing that, and he's just going to be just barely short here for a 4th down coming up here for Kennesaw.
And I mean it is the two guys holding the sticks, one with the yard marker, the other one with the first down stick. They're shoulder to shoulder over there, so they got about the length of the football short of the first down. We'll see if Snitzler goes in under center with 2:42 to go here in the football game. A first down would be huge. Harpum is the fullback. They'll hand it off to Snitzler. Snitzler puts his head down, makes one man miss, slips through there, and is going to have a gain of at least 5, make it closer to 7 on the play. 1st and 10 here, just outside the 11-yard line for Kennesaw.
Just nice hard run going to the right side. Austin Snitzler following his blocks there, Randy, and going to the right side. Got hit right about the line of scrimmage and, you know, broke that tackle and picks up about 7 yards on the play.
Well, I think Zach Edwards kind of won the surge there. So I think it would have been a first down even without that spin by Snitzler. They fake the handoff. Preston's going to keep it, go to the outside, down the sideline, into the end zone for the touchdown.
Fakes that handoff going to the left side. And then, you know, because they've been giving it to Austin, and Preston, you know, sweeps it to the right side here, Randy, and goes in for the touchdown for Kennesaw.
So Preston Snitzler in from 11 yards out, an 11-yard run, and now that makes it now 53-34 with 2:18 to go, and that probably puts this game on ice. And then trying to add the extra point here is going to be Austin Snitzler. Harpum, his holder, is now back. Little brother did the holding last time. And now Harpum will do the holding here. And there's movement up front. There is going to be a penalty on somebody. We'll see. Randolph moved, and I don't know if they were drawn off, and Randolph is clapping. So I think they saw some movement in underneath, and it's legal procedure. So that's going to be on the kicking team. So that's going to back them up 5 yards. And instead of it being a 20-yard kick, essentially, it's now going to be a 25-yard kick, which really shouldn't bother. Austin Snitzler, too bad, because he's been hitting him plenty deep and plenty straight all night. So Harpum will now be kneeling at the 15-yard line and trying the straight-on kick here is Austin Snitzler. Good snap. Kick is up. It is fluttering, and it is just a little bit to the left. I jinxed him as the kick was no good. So score remains 53-34. Now a 19-point lead here for the Blue Devils with 2:18 to go in the football game. Kennesaw will be kicking off when we come back right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. Kennesaw has the lead here, 53-34. Randolph, 2 straight touchdowns to make this one kind of interesting. And now Kennesaw has been able to push that lead out to 19. And so you need 3 touchdowns if you're Randolph to be able to pull off the upset here. And they've been able to do it quickly. But in any event, right now, I think Kennesaw is in great shape. Preston Snitzer is going to kick it off, and it's going to be high. And I mean very high. It's going to be picked up at about the 5-yard line. Loberg has it. Loberg runs right up the middle, and then he's going to be stood up by Schnitzler. So coming up with it is Drew Loberg, and then Loberg is held up there momentarily by Wyatt Woodman, and that just set up Preston Snitzler to come up there and lay the wood to him.
Yeah.
And we do have somebody that's down here, and I think that's going to be Wyatt Woodman. Woodman is injured at the moment. He's down to about the 28-yard line. Right at the point of attack. Like I say, he was the one there that was able to hold up Drew Loberg. And then there was a pretty hard hit there. And he has his hands on his face mask, and they're stretching out his leg. It appears that maybe he got bent over, and so they're stretching out that leg. So it's not concussion. It doesn't look like it's anything more than maybe a cramp, as it's really cooled down here. So I don't think this is going to be a very serious injury. This injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. They are leaning on that toe there, and that's usually stretching out that that calf muscle or the hamstring.
Mm-hmm. He might have got a little bit of a cramp or something too there, Randy, or got stepped on or something. They just need to
Charlie
stretch
horse
that out.
Or whatever, yeah.
So
and it has cooled down dramatically here. It was about 67 degrees. When about 64 degrees, I misspoke, about 64 degrees when we kicked that off, and it is considerably cooler than that. As let me see if I can get that for you. It's about 55, and it's going to get down to the 30s, but still 55. I would have taken that for kickoff temperature, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly right here in the first part of November, and you got it, about 7 o'clock, 7:30, 7 o'clock here, and it's 55 degrees. That's great football weather.
Well, Woodman still cannot put any weight on that leg, and I don't think it's a joint. I think we're looking at a cramp here, so I don't think this is going to be a long-term injury. Well, let's get you caught up on a few scores in Class D1. Creighton right now leads Neely Oakdale 30-22. That game is at halftime, and Elm Creek leads Burwell 20-7. That game is in the third quarter. Earlier, Hemingford over Blue Hill, 12-6. That's a final. And now Fullerton with a 12-point lead over Amherst, 32-20. That game is in the third quarter on our sister station, ESPN 1460. We'll be joining that game at the conclusion of this one. Shotgun formation, looking to throw is going to be Stubbs. Stubbs throws it deep, and they got a man open. That's going to be Loberg. Loberg is going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 10-yard line.
Just a nice pass, Randy. I mean, that was, because they had pretty good defense there. Keaton Harpham was right there going stride and stride with him, and he just had about a step, did Loberg, and nice pass, just laid it right in there for him and got it all the way down to about the 14-yard line.
Well, so pass from Stubbs to Loberg will cover about 38 yards on the play. And again, clock will start here. No, he went out of bounds, so it stops with 2:03. Stubbs looking to throw, has a man in the corner, and it's going to be incomplete. Again, Harpham with good man-to-man coverage there against Drew Loberg. It was going to take a perfect pass, and Stubbs just didn't feel very comfortable throwing it there for the completion because of the coverage by Harpham, so he just throws it over everybody's head.
Yep. And just kind of threw it out towards the out of bounds there too, Randy, and get yourself back ready for second down here. Not try to force something in there
on first down. That really would be, you're running the risk of the interception there. Shotgun formation for Stubbs at the 13-yard line. He's going to lob it in the corner, and it's going to be incomplete. And there is going to be a flag thrown as Stubbs was on his back. And one of the defensive linemen made contact with him. I did not see the contact, but they're going to call a personal foul on Kennesaw. That'll be a 15-yard penalty. And I believe with personal fouls, that's an automatic first down. It'll be half the distance is what it'll be because they were at the 13-yard line. So it'll take him down to about the 6.5, according to my calculations.
Yep, and they're trying to get that ball out there to one of their taller receivers out there, Randy. I think the last time, Landon Anderson, 6'4", receiver out there. So they're trying to get that ball out there to him on that last play.
Well, he ended up on the ground, and again, it's one of those I didn't think it was really that late. They're gonna, they're move him out to the 6.5-yard line.
7-yard line.
That's not an automatic first down.
Yeah.
So it'll be first and about 3.5. And shotgun formation here for Stubbs. Stubbs in the shotgun, brings a man in motion. That's gonna be Loberg. And a bunch of people moved.
They haven't blown the whistle.
Yeah, they were not ready for play yet. Now they do move the chains. It is an automatic first down. Yeah, now they do say it is a first down. So it'll be first and goal from the 6. Loberg in formation, getting the snap of Stubbs. Stubbs looking that way, into the corner, jump ball, tipped around and incomplete. Trying to make the juggling catch was Landon Anderson, and Anderson couldn't quite come up with it. Good coverage on that far side by Lampum, and then Snitzer coming in there. That was a perfectly thrown ball, however.
That was. You know, Stubbs did a great job, you know, because they ran a guy underneath, and they ran him to the corner route there, Randy, and he threw it out there, a pretty good pass out there. Like you said, Snitzler was there to kind of help out on the coverage, but it was a pretty good pass right there.
53-34, minute 47 to go, second and goal for Randolph. They need the touchdown to make this one even interesting. In motion is going to be Lacus. Lacus goes to the right. Now at quarterback is going to be Loberg. Loberg is going to keep it himself, run right up the middle, trying to get to the goal line. He gets close. He gains about 5 on the play. And Randolph will now face third and goal from about the 1.
Yeah, just, you know, that time they tried to get it up there through the middle, Randy. You know, they sent a guy in motion, get some trips to the right. And, you know, they took their quarterback and just ran a quarterback draw right up the middle to get it down to about the 1.
We only have 80 seconds to go in the football game. Randolph taking, I think, too much time here. As, again, they need to score 3 times in the next now minute and 13 seconds. They finally break the huddle. And they have a couple of timeouts left. Shotgun formation. It's Loberg at quarterback. He'll take the snap, hand it off to his brother, and he's in the end zone. Dylan Loberg, a 1-yard run for the score.
Yeah, and as they, you know, like you said, Randy, they kind of took their time coming up there and then, you know, get the handoff to Dylan Loberg before the 1-yard touchdown right up the middle. But he got about a minute and 2 seconds here to go in the game.
So, again, conversions could come down to it. Again, depending on what happens with some onside kicks here.
Yeah.
It's now 53-40. And, again, if they get the 2-point conversion here, now it starts to get even more interesting. Under center is going to be Loberg. He's playing quarterback. Drew Loberg will kind of get right through the middle there, and again, no whistle. It comes very, very late, and finally, they deny it. As again, they had the initial line surge stop, but again, since they didn't blow the whistle, they kind of kept pushing there, and there was a second surge that didn't happen. So give credit to the Kennesaw line for stopping that quarterback sneak. They don't get in for the 2-point conversion, so the score remains 53-40. 13-point lead here for Kennesaw with a minute 2 to go in the football game, and I guarantee we're going to see an onside kick when we come back right after this.
He's at the 30, 20, 10, touchdown. The home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Kroll Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland, the IMT Group, and you, a team that can't be beat.
Well, Grant Brunson will onside kick it here again. He did a great onside kick and then recovered it himself. The last time Randolph was in this position, they trail it 53-40. He puts the foot into it. It's a high bouncing kick, and it's going to be caught. And being advanced and running down the sideline is going to be Loberg. Loberg came up with it, bounced right to him, and then he advanced it all the way down to the 20-yard line. So not only did it get it, he was able to move it down to the 20-yard line. Two straight onside kicks successful here for Randolph.
And just about an identical bounce they got on that last one there, Randy, bouncing right to him. And like you said, he went right down the sideline there, got it all the way down to about the 20-yard line.
Well, the first one was deflected, and I think the officials are going to get together and say, can you advance an onside kick by the recovering team? And the white hats here are probably going to come over and have a discussion about either timing or where the ball is spotted. They're going to keep the ball where it is, and I think they're going to adjust the clock here. There's a minute 2 on the clock right now. And they're going to take some time off the clock.
Yep.
It did not run when it was touched there, and that's why you keep time on the field as well. So now we're inside of the final minute. Shotgun formation here. Looking to throw is Mason Stubbs. Stubbs will roll, throws it in. There's contact in there underneath, and flags coming in. And I didn't know if that was going to call incidental contact, but there was contact, no question about it, between Preston Snitzler and Logan Nordhues, who was going to be the intended receiver at about the 5-yard line. The flags come in, so this is going to be pass interference on Kennesaw. And now with 53 seconds to go, a touchdown here, it's a one-possession game.
Yep, and it's one of those things, Randy, you know, I couldn't see exactly what happened. There's a pole right here, so I just saw the guy, you know, going across the middle and then going down, and
he was hit.
Yeah,
and again, it was one of those things where it wasn't a push, but trying to find the ball, they ran into each other, and you're going to get defensive pass interference on that call 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't one of those things where it was a blatant push. Certainly wasn't intentional, but it is going to be pass interference, and now they're going to stretch out Nordhues as it chills, cools down, and cools down very quickly here.
Yep.
We're having some cramping problems. Randolph with two straight successful onside kicks. It has been a while since the Kennesaw offense has been on the field, and if they can get back on the field, they're probably going to be able to win this football game because, again, with two timeouts left for Randolph, the Blue Devils will have time to work some time off the clock, but again, a touchdown and an onside kick, and it's going to be nail-biting time here in Kennesaw. 53-40, 53 seconds to go in the football game, and Nordhues comes off the field, and Randolph now will have it first and goal from the 10. Well, they put out the sticks there, so it is mathematically possible for Randolph to get a first down here. And I'll tell you what, there's only about 1 inch of a window there. Shotgun formation for Mason Stubbs. They can get a first down if they get it down to the 1-inch line. Stubbs calls it out on first and 10 from the 10. He's looking to pass. Pressure coming. Throws it in underneath, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by one of the linemen. And running with the football is Zach Edwards down the sideline. Edwards has it at the 20-yard line inside the 18. And now Kennesaw has possession of the football game. And the folks wearing blue making a lot of noise, and rightly so, as Zach Edwards has probably wrapped things up here for Kennesaw.
Yeah, as they tried to hit that, their fullback coming out of the backfield and going across that middle, Randy, and Zach Edwards, you know, drifted right back into that area and makes the pickoff for Kennesaw, and he takes it down the sidelines and gets it all the way down to about the 18-yard line for Kennesaw.
And the 245-pound senior making the play, and you know there's probably drool running on his chin. I can get the end zone. I can get the end zone. That would have sealed the deal here as well. He gets possession of the football, and there's only 40 seconds left to go in the game. And now Preston Snetzler will take the snap. He'll kneel on the football at the 20-yard line. And I don't know if Randolph is even going to use one of their two timeouts that they have left here.
Yeah, I don't think
because,
so.
Because, again, they're a timeout short.
Yep.
And, again, with two touchdowns that they need to have, and they're going to let the clock run here, and they mark it for play with 24 seconds to go on the clock, which means Kennesaw really doesn't even need to snap it. They're going to. They're going to kneel on it with 15 to go, and everybody's taking their helmets off. They're high-fiving each other, and they're celebrating in Kennesaw. The late interception by Zach Edwards, and the Snitzler boys getting in the end zone to score 53 points, and Kennesaw wins this one, a final of 53-40. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We'll take a look at some numbers at this game, scores from around the state, and we'll talk with Coach Snitzler, who's now on his way to Fall City.
Yep.
As Sacred Heart went earlier, and now Kennesaw will be heading out to Fall City next Tuesday. And, of course, we'll have that game for you on our network of stations, either on ESPN 1460, 1550, or right here on Classy Hits 98.9 FM. But we'll have that game for you next Tuesday from Fall City. Once again, your final, 53-40, Kennesaw with the win tonight over Randolph. It was a hard-fought win, and we'll take a look at the numbers when we come back right after this.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests.
Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
And welcome back here to Kennesaw. It's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Once again, your final in this one, 42. They got Randolph got the touchdown.
53-40.
Yeah, 53-40. I should have wrote that down. It's hard to keep up when you have 94 points scored in the game. And the Snitzler boys, huge night tonight as they combine for almost 400 yards on the ground. Preston Snitzler carried the ball 29 times for 196 yards. Austin Snitzler had 36 carries for 188 yards. So 196, 188 for the two Snitzler boys. And then Keaton Harpham had two carries for 8 yards. And so a grand total of 392 yards on the ground tonight for Kennesaw. And they had 7 more yards in the air. So they finished just a hair short of 400 yards of total offense as they were able to outscore Randolph. And that's probably the best way to say it. A final in this one of 53-40.
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, we didn't get any scoring in the third quarter there, Randy. And then we got a bunch of scoring there in the fourth quarter. But, you know, to start off, you know, in the second half, you know, both sides just came out, and Randolph ran the football about 3, 4, 5, 6 times in a row right there and tried to, you know, establish the run. And they just couldn't get the run going tonight, did Randolph. So they kind of abandoned that and started going into the air. And, you know, they had some success going into the air and throwing that ball down the sidelines to a lot of different receivers. And, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, Coach Schnitzler kind of said when we were out there talking to him. You know, they'll throw the ball if they have to, and that's exactly what Randolph started to do, is because Kennesaw did a great job up front and kind of controlling some things up front, and Randolph had to kind of abort their running game and go to the air attack, and then, you know, a couple onside kicks, you know, helped them out there in the fourth quarter recovering those, and, you know, got it all the way down there, you know, on the last one here. And, you know, the big guy, you know, came up with the interception, Zach Edwards, you know, with the interception and rumbling down the sideline for Kennesaw.
Well, we'll be talking with Coach Snitzler here in just a few moments. Let's go through the scoring summary. We'll begin, first of all, Preston Snitzler, 65-yard run, first play from scrimmage. Big brother Austin hit the extra point, 7-0. Randolph then hit the long pass from Drew Loberg to Landon Anderson, 70 yards away. Try for two, no good, 7-6, still in the first quarter. Kennesaw's then next drive, Preston Snitzler capitalized on a dominating drive with a one-yard run. That made it 14-6. Then Randolph with two straight scores. Mason Stubbs hit Drew Loberg on a 62-yard pass. That made it 14-12. Then after the only turnover of the game here for Kennesaw, they got the short field, did Randolph. Drew Loberg capitalized on that with a 10-yard run. That made it 18-14. And again, they failed to get the two-point conversion. Kennesaw then had the three touchdowns in the second quarter. They trailed after one quarter, 18-14. Then Preston Snitzler, an 8-yard run, made it 21-18. They would never trail again. Austin Snitzler, a 12-yard run, the extra point, again good. They were 4-for-4 kicking at that point, 28-18. Kennesaw then got the touchdown from Austin Snitzler, a 5-yard run. This time, a high snap led to a block kick. It was 34-18 at halftime. That was the score as we went into the fourth quarter. Kennesaw added to the lead. Austin Snitzler, a 16-yard run. Then the next time he carried the ball after a turnover, he got a 15-yard run. They went for two, then kicked the extra point. So at that point, it was 47-18 after the extra point was good. Randolph then got two straight touchdowns. Drew Loberg, a 52-yard run. The two-point conversion was good. Then Stubbs hit Landon Anderson on a 52-yard pass. That made it 47-14. Then Kennesaw got the touchdown. Preston Snitzler, an 11-yard run, and made it 43-34. And Dylan Loberg, a 1-yard run to make it 53-40. An onside kick that actually was returned all the way down to the 20-yard line gave them a pretty good opportunity. That opportunity went away when Zach Edwards made the interception. And from that point on, Randolph was able to run off the clock. And your final in this one, 53-40 in a very hard-fought win here tonight for the Blue Devils. And again, we went through the numbers for Kennesaw. And again, if you missed it, Preston Snitzler had a total of 29 carries for 196 yards. Austin Snitzler had 36 carries for another 177 yards. Add in Keaton Harpham, 2 carries with 8 yards. That is 192 yards on the ground. They had 7 yards in the air, so just short of 400 yards was Kennesaw. For Randolph, rushing the ball, Mason Stubbs had 2 carries for a negative 23 yards. Dylan Loberg had 11 carries for 13 yards. Drew Loberg had 10 carries for 67 yards. 52 of those came on one play. Seth Lackus had 7 yards on one carry. So 77, they had 90 yards. Make that be 76 yards on the ground for the night when you total it all up. Throwing the ball, Mason Stubbs was 5 of 16 for 159 yards, a couple of long touchdowns. Drew Loberg was 1 of 4 for 70 yards, so they had 229 yards in the air, 2 touchdowns and also 2 interceptions. So 229 yards in the air combined with 76 yards on the ground, and so just a little bit over 300 yards on the night, whereas Kennesaw doing it almost 400 yards total offense, virtually all of that on the ground. And they win this one by a final count. Pretty exciting action here, 53-40, thanks to a couple of onside kicks. Things got very, very interesting here for Kennesaw.
Yeah, they did, you know. And then, you know, a couple of long plays, you know, pass plays and stuff for Randolph. But, you know, Kennesaw, and we mentioned this, Randy, before, you know, Kennesaw kind of dominated up front and did a great job in the trenches. Those guys up front did a real good job for Kennesaw offensively and defensively. And then the Snitzler brothers, you know, carrying the football, did a great job also.
Kind enough to join us to talk about his head coach, Craig Snitzler. And, Coach, are you going to have visions of onside kicks just going off in your head all night tonight and waking up screaming?
Oh, golly. You know, they just bounced right. We didn't, yep. We didn't cover them very good, but you know, we found a way in the end.
Yeah, 2 of the 3 onside kicks, including one that bounced up that they advanced down to the 20-yard line. Let's talk about the positive. You guys' ground game tonight was outstanding, almost 400 yards rushing the football between, you know, mostly between your two boys. Talk a little bit about why that running game was just so effective all night tonight.
Well, the guys up front just had a great push, that front five. Just kept driving, you know, and we were able to trap them at times. And then we got them in a situation where we felt, okay, they're going to start bringing more people. So we stopped the traps and just kind of went at them with ISOs and some quarterback keepers and just kind of kept them guessing throughout the game. And I think that was a big hit for us.
And defensively, you know, Randy and I talked about it up front. You guys did a great job up front defensively also.
Yes, we did. They didn't have anywhere to run.
No.
We kept a high-powered Lobert kid down. You know, they came in the middle. They tried to go sweeps. And really our biggest problem with tonight was in the spread areas. You know, we made some big plays. You know, we got some sacks. We got a pass rush that forced a fourth down where I think we scored our last touchdown.
Yeah.
And, you know, the kids just kept coming up and making plays throughout the game, you know, and we answered. And I think that's the big thing at this point because everybody's good. Yep. You know, Rano's a heck of a ball club. But anytime they got a touchdown, we answered back, and just really proud of the kids the way they played.
Well, I think that's exactly the right point to make there is you always had an answer because, again, you bottled them up most of the night, and then they'd hit the big play. I mean, yeah. I think they had six plays of over 50 yards against you tonight, and, again, you take away one or two of those, their offensive numbers are not going to look very good at all.
No. So, you know, overall, you look at the big picture, yeah, we've got to clean some things up out on the perimeter. But the effort was there, and the execution, for the most part, was very solid.
Did you get a sense of kids maybe, or was it starting to feel a little tight once they cut that lead down to – because they had the ball at the 20-yard line with a chance to make it a one-possession game, and they've been pretty successful with onside kicks. I mean, starting to feel tight up here.
Yeah, you know, that last 2 minutes after the – they got the first onside, and then they, you know, made a big play, and then they come back and they onside it again and they get it and they get it down the field. And yeah, you're starting to think, oh my gosh, what do we got to do here? You know, we've got to make a play. And we did. You know, Zach Edwards stepped up and made a great interception because they go in and score. You know, there's 40 seconds left.
Yeah.
And who knows, the onside again. We go right back at it. And so that was a huge play on his part.
With that, I mean, obviously, you always want to just advance and survive, but kind of the fact that you guys really had to weather a pretty good storm here, does that give you a lot of momentum as you head down to Fall City next Tuesday?
I think so. You know, this was a big ball club physically, and just I think that confidence that, you know, they can bring six guys on blitzes, and our guys, they understand what they're to do, and they do it very well, those front five.
Last question for Craig Snitzler after his team picks up a dramatic 53-40 win here against Randolph next week. Fall City Sacred Heart down in Fall City. What do you know about them so far? Obviously, you haven't done your homework yet. You worry about this one
right
first. I know I'm putting you in a bad spot, but what do you know about them so far?
Well, you know, they got a lot of tradition behind them, and they execute. They've got some speed. They're a young ball club in the sense that they graduated quite a few seniors, but they had some great athletes coming back. And, you know, I think, like I told the kids after the game, you know, we're going to Fall City, and we were there a year ago, but this is not the same ball club that went down there last year. This team has a lot of confidence, and we really feel good about where we're at, and, you know, we're going in with the idea that we can win.
Absolutely, and we'll follow you. We'll see you Tuesday.
Yep. All right, thank you.
Good Craig luck, Snitzler, coach. Head football coach thank here at Kennesaw, and it wasn't easy, but they hold on for dear life after two of three successful onside kicks, and they end the season for Randolph. A final in this one of 53-40, and again, the rushing numbers very, very impressive. Preston Snitzler, 196 yards rushing. Big brother Austin finished with 188 yards rushing. They accounted for all the touchdowns here today. The eight touchdowns that Kennesaw scored, all of them came on the ground from the Snitzler boys, so they had an outstanding game. The sports wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one grain insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Now, here in just a few moments, we're going to be turning things over on the game that's on our AM, KXPN radio, as Amherst right now is trailing Fullerton 40-26. That game is now in the third quarter. Amherst has just scored to make it a one-possession game. It's now 40-33 in the third quarter. And again, we will be joining that game here that Doug has the call from Fullerton coming up in just a few moments. And we'll remind you that the scoreboard show will have the scoreboard show for classes D1 and D2 coming up at the conclusion of that game on our sister station. Well, actually, it'll be on the FM as well. And we'll have that game for you coming up in a little bit next Tuesday. We'll be out in Fall City in one of our stations, depending on what time they play, probably an early afternoon game. We'll have that game for you from Fall City coming up next Tuesday. Once again, your final in this one, 53-40, as Kennesaw ends the season for Randolph. And you've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship trained, physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter your activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. And Don Lease, I'll let you kind of put a bow on it for us.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, Randy. You know, the offensive attack of Kennesaw on the ground, and then all of a sudden Randolph aborting everything and going in the air. It was a very, very interesting game. It was a lot of fun to call.
Well, it was a lot of momentum there at the final stages. But again, that late interception by Zach Edwards really sealed the deal here as Kennesaw holds on for dear life, a final of 53-40. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Don Lease, and our engineer Stacy Johns back in the studio. Thanks for joining us, and don't forget coming up Amherst in just a few moments, and then our scoreboard show at the conclusion of that game. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedics.